KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basin needs a pump or your plates look like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floor boards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
It is officially the ho-ho home improvement season, Leslie.
Woo-hoo.
Only a couple of weeks to go now until the end of the year, so lots of holiday cheer out there. If you're trying to get a project done in a flash year so you can spruce up your house even more before the end of the year holidays arrive, well, we can help. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we will do our best to get you on the road to recovery. Coming up on today's show, if your gutters are not designed correctly, there's about a dozen serious problems that can result, like rot, leaks, insect problems, you name it. So we're going to share how to do a simple gutter tune-up just ahead.
And also ahead, do you have a chilly room or two at home that just doesn't seem to ever get comfortable? Well, we're going to share new technology and space heating that can make that discomfort disappear.
And bathtubs might last a lifetime, but their finishes, not so much. But if your bathtub finish is worn, you don't have to get rid of the entire tub. We're going to share a much less expensive solution than I recently discovered.
All right, can't wait to hear about that. Also, guys, what are you working on? You know we love to lend a hand with all of your projects. So whether it's a renovation, a repair, or even a decorating project, heck, even a holiday project, we'd love to help you with those. Well, I love the holiday decorating. I can take those.
That's right.
Call them in. Whatever it is you guys are working on, we want to help you make your money pit your best home ever. So give us a call.
Reach out to us with your questions by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions on moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button. All right, let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Rita on the line from Arkansas who's looking to put in a metal roof. How can we help you?
The contractors that I talk to, they seem to have really sour attitudes, and that's the nicest word I could put it.
What do they seem to be so miserable about?
They get offended that I ask questions like, what are the measurements of my roof? They want me to sign paperwork as soon as they show up.
Yeah.
Things like that. I want to know a streamlined way to get estimates.
So one thing that you can do is you can use a service called Angie, A-N-G-I. And so if you go online to Angie.com, A-N-G-I.com, and then you put in what you're looking for. So in this case, you're looking for a roofer to install a metal roof, and they may ask you a couple of questions. And then what happens is Angie then sends your information out to a limited number of contractors in your area that have already identified themselves as doing this sort of work. So you're only going to hear from those that are most qualified and most interested in your project, because they actually are paying for the leads to get your contact information. It's an advertising expense for them. So then when they show up, they're totally prepared to do a proper estimate, and don't expect you to sign something on the dotted line right there. You know, if they're trying to push you to get you to hire them without you having a chance to think about it, that's a bad sign right there. And I would go no further with someone that did that to me. A friend of mine the other day, I had to get an estimate for windows, and it was 9 windows, and the estimate was $35,000, which was ridiculous. But secondly, the guy goes, well, if you can decide in the next 20 minutes, it goes down to $26,000. I mean, are you kidding me? So she basically tossed him out of the house with a few choice words to boot. But anybody that tries to push you like that is just bad business. So I would not lose any sleep over that. I would just not work with them at all. But I think if you try Angie, you'll get an entirely different result.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know what, Rita? There's other people reviewing that contractor, letting you know how they were to work with, if their prices were fair, what the project was like, the end result. So there's like a community that you can kind of compare things with right there to get a better sense.
Thank you.
Heading out to Connecticut, where we've got George on the line, who's got a concrete paver project. How can we help?
I have some pavers that I'm going to be putting down in the backyard, and I know that they'll migrate and separate if you don't lock them in. And I was wondering, I know the professionals use mortar mix or cement, and they dig down around them and they put a row of or a line of cement down. Is that a good way of doing it? And if so, how deep would you go with the cement, and how wide would the trench be to lock those pavers in?
So typically you will be building that pad for the pavers probably at least, I'd say, at least 8 inches wider than what you're going to need, so that you have a little bit of an area where you can lay in some concrete on sort of a 45-degree angle and sort of support that outside lip of those pavers. Or, you know, there are products that are basically border edging products that are flexible, that you can essentially wind around that brick edge, and then you attach them down by stakes, and you won't have to do the concrete as well. It's a lot neater way to go. That also has the advantage of being able to be disassembled if you ever have to kind of work on that paver edge, or you want to expand the patio or something of that nature. So take a look at the paver patio edging. You'll find it at home centers. You'll find it on Amazon. People have very good success with it, and I think that's definitely an option. But in any event, you need to prep that base a lot wider than what you think you're going to need. Because when you make, let's say you're going to do a 4-foot wide walkway and you only prep or with compressed soil and sand and stone a 4-foot wide section, well, that's not going to work because the edge is going to collapse. So you got to go wider than what you want the finished pavers to do. The grass will grow over that area that you've compressed underneath the pavers. But if you don't make it a little bit wider than what you need, you will find that edge is going to turn a lot quicker.
That sounds like a winner.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. If you start it now, be ready for spring, right?
That's right. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, you guys. We are so excited that you're spending your December with us. We are happy to help you with whatever projects you've got going on, whether it's a holiday surprise or maybe you're just getting your home ready for all of those guests. Coming up, slippery sidewalks, rotted walls, and termites. What do these house problems all have in common? Well, they're caused by your gutters. We're going to share a DIY gutter tune-up when the Money Pit returns.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Are you ready for the holidays? Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Well, fear not. We are here to help.
That's right, and we found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list, Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $30 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can get expert help with care and feeding of your Money Pit when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time for your next home improvement adventure.
Hey, guys, how are you spending your holiday season? Are you sprucing up your Money Pit, or maybe you're just hunkering down with family and friends? Well, whatever you guys have going on, do not miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes. We've got over $1,000 in prizes up for grabs.
Yeah, check this out. We're giving away a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. It's got contoured doors, hidden hinges, and a host of amazing interior features. It's Energy Star rated as well, and it's 7 cubic feet. So that means it's kind of the perfect backup size, so you'll always have room for extra holiday food.
All right, that sounds awesome. Well, now you've got this fridge. What are you going to put in it? Well, we've got a bunch of $100 gift cards to Omaha Steaks to give away, which, by the way, make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And everyone who enters is going to get a special Money Pit promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30 plus free shipping. You can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Dina and I was on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I have this brown paneling, and it goes all the way from the floor to the ceiling in every room. And I wondered if I can paint over this or wallpaper, or what is your suggestion?
Wow. That's a, what's that, 1970s?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You know, I kind of remember that growing up. We had those, that era in my house, and, you know, it's always better to remove it, but you can paint it. What you want to do, Dina, is you want to prime it. So the first thing you would do is you would clean it. You would lightly sand it. And because there's so much of it, I would, when I go to the paint store, I would get a sanding extension. It's on a pole. It's like a pole with an indexing head at the bottom, at the end of it, I should say. And you can run this pole over the surface and sand it, rough it up a little bit. And then you're going to want to prime it. And I would use a good quality oil-based primer. It'll go on nice and thick. It'll give you a good solid surface on which to add the wall paint. And then you can use latex wall paint on top of that. And I think it'll come out nice. And it'll go on easy if you do those steps in that order. Because once you prime it, you get a very nice even surface. It fills in any of the imperfections in the surface. And it will make sure that that top coat can be accepted properly.
What about those grooves?
You're always going to have those grooves. You can't do anything about it unless you want to take the paneling down, which, by the way, could be an option because Sometimes when they put the paneling up, they just nailed it with these types of small, very thin ring nails. You could experiment with the possibility of taking the paneling off the walls, and you may find that underneath it is drywall. Now, generally, you have to do a lot of spackling, sometimes retaping and that kind of thing, but it is possible that underneath that paneling are some decent, typical drywalled covered walls.
Okay, it sounds like a Saturday job.
Yeah, well, at least if you've got that much paneling, it might be a couple of Saturdays jobs, a lot of Saturdays.
Yeah.
All right, Dina, good luck with that project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, gutters aren't a very exciting part of a home until something goes wrong, and then it's the wrong kind of excitement.
mean,
nobody wants to be dealing with these messes, and it's, you know, it could be a great surprise. Now, most people think that the gutters are there just simply to keep that water from splashing on your head when you're walking in and out of the house, but they actually have a very important structural role.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, gutters and downspouts pretty much form, I guess, what I would call the first line of defense against a wet basement or a crawl space. I mean, if you let the water collect along the foundation, that water will eventually find its way inside the house. They can also prevent cracks in the foundations, rotting of the roof fascia, because when the gutters overflow, the wood behind the gutter rots out. You get leaks from ice dams. You get slippery sidewalks. You get cracked driveways, washed out landscaping. I mean, they can even increase your chances of developing a wood-destroying insect problem because the foundation stays wet all the time. So it's really important that they're set up correctly.
Yeah, now the first step is to assess the gutters that you do have. And in most cases, you're going to want a gutter on any side of a roof that drains. Plus, you want at least one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roofing surface.
Now, the two most common gutter repairs needed include fixing sags and leaky joints. Now, when it comes to fixing those sags, most gutters are held in place with large spikes that kind of pass through the tubular sleeves called ferrules. And when that spike pulls free, the gutter can sag and in some cases actually come crashing down. And even if it comes partially crashing down, when it gets bent, there's like no putting it back together. It's kind of a mess. So to repair a sagging gutter, what I recommend is that you replace the spike with a piece of hardware called a gutter screw. It's the same length as the spike itself, except it's got like a lag bolt on the end of it, and these will not pull out. Once you install them, they are totally permanent.
Now, over time, the joints between the lengths of the gutters can fail, and even seamless gutters aren't immune to drips at corners and those downspout outlets. So you can make a patch and seal it in place with roofing cement, but you might want to make sure that you use the same metal that the gutter is made out of, aluminum for aluminum, copper for copper, because if you don't match the metals, you can create electrolytic corrosion. Now, I've seen this happen. We always call them pinhole leaks in our basement and all over the town I live in because the pipe clamps that the plumbers had been using were different than the pipes, so everybody was getting these weird little pinhole leaks in their basement spaces. So I know firsthand that this can happen, so you want to make sure that you're not causing this corrosion because it's just going to help them eat away at each other.
Lastly, you want to make sure you keep your gutters clean and the downspouts extended at least 4 to 6 feet from the house. And I cannot tell you how many wet basement problems I have seen over the years because people did not follow this basic advice. Just last week, I did a favor for a friend of mine, and I went over and I looked at a condominium that her friend was buying. Now, the basement in this place wasn't flooded, but there clearly was water in a sump pump. It was damp. They had a lot of condensation that had collected on air conditioning ducts in the basement ceiling and then sort of wet the drywall because the humidity was just so darn high. So, okay, I said, okay, let's go outside. What did I find? I find these huge downspouts going underground and then not exited anywhere. They had run them underground to like this black sort of corrugated plastic pipe, but it didn't come out anywhere. So somewhere, all that water was leaking right back. So you're taking this big roof, collecting all this water, basically dropping it into the soil, and it goes back right to the basement, causing the humidity problems that they're having, and the leaking stains were very clear on the foundation all the way around. Meanwhile, by the way, they had estimates from a mold remediator. There was no mold down there. And secondly, a wet basement company, both looking for, like, enormous sums of money to fix a problem that I diagnosed and was probably repairable for like less than $100. If you really want to see what's going on with water around your house, make sure you go outside and watch your roof in a really torrential rainstorm. Of course, not if it's lightning out, but go out there and watch what's happening with that water. You'll be surprised sometimes to see how it gets back to your house foundation and where it sits. And then once you know that, you can take steps to make sure you're moving it away.
Brian is joining us with an issue going on in the bathroom every time he takes a shower. All right, what's going on?
Every time I get a shower, I have condensation running down the walls, and I have to wipe the walls with a towel. Do I need to change the fan, or is there another problem?
Now, I think what you're seeing there is just sort of the condensation from the hot, moist air of the shower touching the colder wall in the bathroom space. And that's more of an exhaust fan issue. I don't think you're moving out that moist air. I don't think this is anything more than that. Yes, you may have to dry out the walls until you correct the situation, like with the towel, but changing out the vent fan to something more powerful, opening the window and putting on the vent fan. I mean, you have to move that moist air out to correct this issue.
Yeah, definitely. If you've got high humidity in the bathroom because you're not venting it, of course it's going to condense on the walls as well as the bath walls, but also as well as the shower walls and the tub walls, but also just the drywall in the bathroom and in the ceiling. So you've got to move that humidity out there. Having an effective fan is important. Having that set up on a humidistat. See, we're just accustomed to taking a shower, leaving the room, even if we have a fan, and turn the fan off. That fan's actually got to run for a bit after you leave that bathroom in order to totally move the moisture out. Just make sure that when you discharge it, it's actually discharging out of the house, not just in the attic, but actually going out of the house. And a good way to make sure that's happening, if you do see an exhaust duct on the outside, turn the fan on, go look at it. It should have a flapper that actually moves to the open position.
Renee in North Carolina needs some help weatherproofing. What can we do for you?
I just recently moved into a brand new apartment complex. So, you know, the windows are, you know, pretty good windows, but what I found is that it is freezing in here now that the temperature has dropped. So I'm looking for suggestions on how to put up temporary fixes to the windows leaking the air in, and also the sliding door. I have a big sliding glass door that I'm not sure how to weatherproof that.
All right, Renee, first of all, as far as the windows are concerned, one of the things you might want to look into is weather stripping caulk. There's a certain type of caulk that's designed to be removable. And one of the products is called Seal and Peel, the letter N, Seal and Peel. And I think that one is by Red Devil or DAP. Both manufacturers have a version of this. And the way it works is you essentially can caulk the windows shut. So you can caulk around all those gaps. And then in the spring, you can grab the caulk bead and peel it off. And it comes off like a piece of rubber.
Just make sure you leave one window unclosed, you know, unsealed, because just in case you need it for an egress, you know, in an event of an emergency. Because it comes out, but it just doesn't come out that fast.
Now, as far as the door is concerned, I would just use shrink film for that. So the shrink film, basically you put a two-sided adhesive tape around the door, and then you attach the film to that, and then you take a hair dryer and warm the film, and it shrinks and gets nice and taut and crystal clear.
Okay. So the film would actually prevent the door, the sliding glass door, from opening?
Correct. You would not be able to use that door in the winter. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have to be able to use it, then you just have to use weather stripping. But it's probably not going to be as effective.
Okay, well, this has been very helpful. I've just been afraid to put up anything that was going to destroy the window or the paint.
I know. You want to get that security deposit back eventually, right?
Definitely, or not pay more.
All right, Renee, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit this holiday weekend. We love weekends in December because you're probably getting everything ready for the big festivities at the end of the month. Let us know how we can help you. Coming up, do you have a chilly room or two that just doesn't seem to feel that comfortable? Well, we're going to share a new technology and a space heater that can make that discomfort disappear for good. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at HavenHumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save $30 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Leslie, you getting ready for the holidays?
Oh, my God. Almost there. You know I love this time of year. It's funny, though. You know, at Good Morning America, we do so much holiday stuff, like so much, that it kind of dilutes my enjoyment for my own holiday stuff at home because it's so busy. But I just love spending the holiday at home with my family and seeing the kids' faces light up and all the holiday magic. How about you?
Well, I'll tell you what. As soon as Halloween is done, the Home Depots and Lowe's and big box stores I like to frequent switched immediately to the holiday items, you know, the trees and the wires and the lights and the bulbs. So I was kind of over it early, but now I'm kind of rested and getting back into it.
Good. I know. It's funny. It's like you go through waves with the holidays. And you're right. It's like Thanksgiving just is kind of in the middle, even though Thanksgiving's always the best holiday because the food is so yummy. Claire in Maine, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a little problem with my water softener. I seem to have nice soft water with it. The soap lathers good and everything. But when I wash my vehicles, and then one of those is black, after it dries, wherever there was any of the droplets of water, when that dries off, I get all these little white deposits all over the vehicle. And I was wondering why, if it's soft water, why I'm getting those.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound very soft. It sounds more like hard water. You got a lot of minerals in that. Now, the water that you're using to wash the vehicles, this is coming from the water softener?
Yes, all my water, my hot and my cold, go through the softener.
Including the hose bibs that you're hooking up to wash the car?
Yes.
Well, I mean, obviously the water softener is not working correctly. You've got a lot of minerals in there, and that's what's showing up on your beautiful black car.
Well, I know I had the hardness checked about 3 years ago. And they gave me a number of 23, and they set it at that, and that's where I've been going with ever since.
Well, maybe it's time to have it serviced again and have it checked again because things can change.
Uh-huh.
And that's got to be what's causing it, though.
Well, every home has a chilly room or two that just never seems to get as comfortable as you'd like it to be. So the folks at Eden Pure recently sent Tom and I a new space heater that they designed, and I have to say, I was super impressed. I mean, first of all, it functions amazing, but it looks great.
Yeah, it's called the Gen 40 heater, and it works by combining infrared heat and convective heat to warm a room. These two technologies basically work together and then heat the chilly areas of your home much better than conventional space heaters. The unit has a fan that sort of oscillates. Right? It oscillates. It goes around, side to side, up and down, and that's a great job of circling the heat to cover the entire space.
Yeah, now, old-style heating technology allows that heat to collect at the ceiling because, you know, hotter rises, and that means the floor in your home have temperatures somewhat 7 to 10 degrees colder than what's going on at the ceiling. The Gen 40 heater heats a room evenly, wall to wall and floor to ceiling, so you're not getting those cold spots in your home.
Yeah, and it's also completely safe around pets and children because there are no exposed heating elements that can be touched, and it's got multiple safety shutoffs built in to help prevent a fire. Plus, you can use that Gen 40 all year round, too. It has a fan-only function that can actually keep you cool in the summer and reduce your air conditioning bill.
I mean, the heating costs, guys, they're expected to skyrocket this winter, but the Gen 40 infrared heater is guaranteed to start saving you money on your heating bills as soon as you turn it on. Check it out. You can check out the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater at EdenPureDeals.com. And right now, Money Pit listeners can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50.
So if you guys would like to take the chill out of the air in your house and save money, go to EdenPureDeals.com, discount code MONEYPIT50. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use that discount code MONEYPIT50.
Thomas in Tennessee is on the line with a wallpaper question. How can we help you today?
I have two layers of wallpaper in a small half bath that I'm trying to take off, and I was wondering what your guys' best solution is. One is a lighter wallpaper like you would find in the rest of a house, but the other one is a very thick waterproof type that mostly used in bathrooms.
Yeah, well, removal is pretty much the same regardless of that type. You know, essentially what you have to do is you got to run a tool across the paper called a paper tiger, and it's a tool that puts small prickly-sized holes in the paper. And then once you have those holes in there, you can apply a water, a wallpaper paste remover to it, which will soak into the paper, get behind it, and start to loosen it up. Now, it's a lot of work, but, you know, considering it's just the bathroom, perhaps it won't be that difficult for you. If you really, really, really have a hard time getting that paper off, you could always rent a wallpaper steamer, and that will make the job a little bit easier.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have any home remedies for this, where you don't have to buy a whole lot of tools, because I'm kind of on a budget?
Well, the Paper Tiger is not very expensive. It's a little hand tool. It's probably $7 or $8, something like that. So that plus a few dollars for the wallpaper paste remover, is that all, that's really all you're going to need.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Thomas. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Who loves a nice good bath? I mean, I think we all do. And you guys know a good bathtub can last a lifetime, but their finishes, not so much. If your bathtub has a finish on it that's worn, you don't have to get rid of the whole tub. We're going to share a much less expensive solution and some other ideas after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
This holiday season, family and friends will be filling the house. So don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes presented by Omaha Steaks and LG. You can win over $1,000 in prizes.
And that includes a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. The 7-cubic-foot unit is Energy Star certified and the perfect size for storing extra holiday food for family and friends this holiday season and all year long.
Plus, we're giving away a whole bunch of $100 gift cards for Omaha Steaks, which make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And just for entering, you'll receive a special promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30 plus free shipping off your order.
So start celebrating. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You could even earn bonus entries for sharing the sweeps with friends. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and the burgers.
Mmm, I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. You know, they also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now, they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $30 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So, don't wait. These packages are already chuck full of great steaks, chicken, and more, and now you'll also get them at a great price. 50% off site-wide and a $30 discount just for using the promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $30 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show in the Ho-Ho Home Improvement season. Just a couple of weeks till the holiday. If you've got a project you'd like to get done, reach out to us and we'll help.
Hey, guys, if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. So thanks, you guys.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, just follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Lori in New Jersey on the line who's dealing with a very greasy garage floor. What's going on over there?
I have a question about my daughter. She just bought a home in Bricktown, and she has a garage floor that is coated probably about a quarter of an inch thick with oil and grease, probably from changing, the oil in the car. So anyway, we were wondering how to deal with that and what would be the best way to, you know, get that oil or grease up, or can it just be covered over with something?
So, Lori, I think that an epoxy floor finish product would be really good in this situation. You do have to clean the floor, and that's going to be done by pressure washing it. You can use a TSP solution that will help you loosen up some of that old oil that's in there. And also, if you use a product like a garage floor refinishing kit, I actually am working right now with a product from Deich Coatings called Die Hard 100. It's designed to be a garage floor kit. I'm actually using it in a basement for the same reason. And it's a two-part epoxy that you mix up and then you pour on, and it has sort of a color flake in it, so it sort of hides the dirt once it's hardened. But before you get there, you really need to clean this floor very well. You can do that with a pressure washer. Also, there's a concrete etcher that you can use that the Deich Coatings company also sells. And in your case, since it sounds like it's so thick and so persistent, you're going to really want to spend a lot of time cleaning this floor and then making sure that it's dried very, very well. You can't, like, wash it on Saturday and put the floor down on Sunday. You got to let that water evaporate out. So plan accordingly, and I think you will have a very beautiful garage floor for what sounds like the first time ever in the life of this home. Well, replacing a perfectly good bathtub because of a worn finish is a very expensive project, but a complete replacement is not the only way to spruce up that worn look. We've got four ideas to help you get that reno done for a heck of a lot less.
Now, first, let's talk about your tub replacement. Now, most tubs are set into an alcove or the corner. They're overlapped by the flooring and the wall finishes because that's how you get that watertight seal. So now, if you're at a point where you're really ready for a big bathroom remodeling project, you're gutting spaces, then replacing that tub makes a lot of sense. If you're thinking, oh, I'll just replace the tub, you've got to keep in mind that it does require removing parts of the tile wall and the floor, which is why this becomes an expensive project.
Now, another option is called a tub liner. These can add years of life to an existing tub at a fraction of the cost of a full-scale replacement. And in a lot less time, they're made from high-strength acrylic, and they're designed to fit inside your existing tub. They actually have to find all the old tubs, and they make molds from them. So somehow they get it covered, and they make the tub a little tinier, but considering that you can get back in the bathroom in a day, it's definitely probably worth it, especially if it's the only bathroom in the house.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great option if you've only got one bathroom, which I know a lot about. All right, now let's talk about tub reglazing. Now, reglazing, you can also call it refinishing a worn-out bathtub, is a more site-intensive process, and it's got to be done by a pro, and it does involve some very hazardous chemicals that dissolve what is left of that porcelain glaze, and it kind of etches the surface so that that new finish you're putting on will for sure stick.
But I've got a much easier option, especially if you're a DIYer. I just did this on a bathroom reno that we were working on. Now, mind you, the tub was an absolute disaster. It was an old metal tub, oddly shaped in a corner. It would have been very difficult to take it out without completely gutting the entire bathroom. It had been painted before we owned it, and the paint was chipping off. So we prepped it by scraping off the loose paint, sanding it, and then we used Lysol toilet bowl cleaner to wipe it down because it has hydrochloric acid in it, and it kind of etches the surface. Now, once we had it prepped, I used a product that I discovered that has an odd name. It's called EcoPel 2, E-K-O-P-E-L 2. And it's touted as a recasting product. And basically what it is a special epoxy that you have to mix in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions very carefully. They tell you how long to stir it, how long to just wait and let it sit, and how long to stir it again. They also recommend that you heat the room before you do this project. So I put a space heater in the bathroom overnight, so it was nice, like about 74 degrees when we started working on it. And then what you do, or once it's ready, is you pour it down the sidewalls of the tub, and it sort of all runs together. And, man, when it was dry, Leslie, it looked like a brand-new tub, like right out of the showroom. I was absolutely blown away by this stuff. I did not expect it to come out that nicely. You know, it's going to be a rental, so I'm thinking, if I have to do it again in a couple of years. Now, this has got a nice, very long-term finish on it, and it wasn't that expensive. So I found it on Amazon. I read the reviews. I watched the videos, and I did it. I'm really happy that we took it on. So keep that in mind. If you want to redo your bathroom, check out Echo Pell 2. I think it was a really good option.
All right, now we're heading out to Hawaii, the most beautiful place in the world, with Ross. What can we do for you today?
Thank you for saying this. I had a question for you guys about countertops. What can you recommend that does not require treatment every 6 months or a year, like granite? Or I know silestone's supposed to be good, but what can you recommend in the natural stone arena?
Well, silestone is quartz, and quartz is not as absorbent as granite, and that's why it needs a little bit less care. Concrete tops are gaining in popularity, but, again, all of those stone-based products do need more maintenance and more care than something like a basic solid surfacing material that is designed to look like stone. So if you want to use the natural products, you're going to have to buy into some of that maintenance. And I think if you are definitely committed to natural, I would look at quartz over granite.
And that would include silestone?
Yeah, that's a type of quartz.
Does that require maintenance?
Yep, they all require maintenance. So you're not going to get something that's completely maintenance-free. But I think it requires less maintenance than granite because it's not quite as absorbent. A little more forgiving to those tomato sauce and coffee stains.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate that very much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, Carol says her heating system is filling her home with dust. We're going to help her clean up that mess when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Ticker Oaks Golf Course. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute
to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
It's properly fitted so that you don't have air that escapes around it. You will find that filter works much more effectively at stopping that dust from sort of distributing throughout your house when the system kicks on.
All right, next up we've got an email here from Fanny. Now, Fanny writes in saying that they're considering a metal roof and wants to know if she has to use snow guards. The last time she had a house with snow guards, the snow just curled around it and then over the gutters.
Yeah, they may have done that. Still may have done that, but what it didn't do is come falling down and crashing into whoever is below. So you do need to use snow guards if you have a metal roof, because that snow will just slide right off at some point, and it can really seriously hurt somebody that's underneath it. The snow guards are designed to slow that down. If you're bothered by the fact that you're getting ice or snow that's formed on the gutters, you can also add heating cables right at the edge of the roof, and that will speed up the melting in that area. But keep in mind that those are really expensive.
And really fancy. Like, what a fancy thing to say you've got. Oh, I've got a special heater. Right?
My
roof gets my warm.
Roof, yes. Won't you be the talk of the town?
Right? You know, it's amazing. The Kreitler's house never seems to have any snow on the roof. That's so strange.
It's a miracle. All right. Well, good luck with that project, Fanny. I think having those roof guards is really going to be something that you need to do.
All right. Good luck, Fanny.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, we hope that you guys are enjoying this very special holiday time of the year. You're spending it with family and friends. Maybe you're enjoying some hard work in your home that you put in to make it more comfortable, make it look nicer for all those holiday visitors. If you've got questions and you've got some projects you want to take on now, or you want to maybe take on some projects that you plan for the new year, remember, you can reach us 24/7 when you go to moneypit.com, click the blue microphone button, and record your question. We'll answer you the next time we produce the show. Until then, happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ukraine has won a number of victories on the battlefield against Russia, yet they're still bracing for a terrible winter. Here at home, Republicans will control the House come next month. That means a new speaker. Kevin McCarthy is the presumptive choice, but Arizona Republican Representative Andy Biggs plans to challenge his California colleague. Biggs sees other establishment potential candidates coming forward to try to make a run for the same job.
They would be available. They would come through. Some of them aren't going to actually even put their name out there, would never even think of putting their name out there unless it's demonstrated to them that Kevin doesn't really have the votes.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Biggs says there are a number of accomplished lawmakers who represent the conservative center of the GOP conference who feel they would represent more core conservative values better than McCarthy. The Supreme Court put on its docket a case involving a scam that falsely promoted adult adoptions as a path to U.S. citizenship. The case tests whether a section of federal immigration law is unconstitutional because it is so broad it violates the First Amendment's free speech guarantees. The head of NATO warning Russia's war in Ukraine could spin out of control.
If things go wrong, they can go horribly wrong, says NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He worries the fighting in Ukraine could become a war between Russia and NATO, a full-fledged war in Europe, he says. He calls what's happening in Ukraine a terrible war that could spread into a major conflict. He tells Norwegian broadcaster NRK that NATO is working every day to avoid that. The Kremlin has repeatedly accused NATO allies of effectively becoming a party to the conflict by giving Ukraine weapons, training its troops, and providing Ukraine with military intelligence. I'm Rita Foley.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The governor of Germany's state of Lower Saxony is quitting Twitter because, in his words, the microblogging site is increasingly being used to spread hatred and incitement.
Experts have warned of a rise in anti-Semitic vitriol if Twitter's new CEO, Elon Musk, grants amnesty to suspended accounts. A top European Union official urged Musk to step up the site's policing of illegal content or risk being banned in the 27-nation bloc. While some ordinary users have already quit Twitter, officials have hesitated to do so because the site plays a prominent role in the political conversation in many countries.
Jeremy House reporting. Poland's nationalist conservative ruling party ratcheting up its anti-German rhetoric ahead of elections next year. The Law and Justice Party also seeking to cast its main domestic challenger as loyal to Berlin. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A week into jury deliberations and yet no verdict in the rape and sexual misconduct trial of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, Julie Walker has the latest in this report.
The jury of 8 men and 4 women are set to return to resume deliberations on Monday morning after going home Friday. They must decide on 2 counts of rape and 5 other sexual assault counts against the 70-year-old former movie mogul. The jurors have had no questions for the court that might provide insight into the status of their work. Weinstein still has more than 20 years left on his sentence in New York after a rape and sexual assault conviction there that is under appeal. In California, he could get 60 years to life in prison if he's convicted on all counts involving all 4 women he's charged with assaulting. I'm Julie Walker.
And you can check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hope you're enjoying this very special time of year. If you're taking on some little projects to spruce up your house and get it ready for some guests that have yet to arrive, we'd love to help you with that. If you'd like to take on a project in the year ahead, want to do some serious planning, we'd be happy to talk you through those projects and everything in between, because that's what we do. We love it. We love helping you with all those projects. We love helping you save some money and feel a sense of accomplishment when everything comes out perfectly and beautifully in your home. If you've got a home improvement question and want to reach us, there's a couple of ways to do just that. First, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, but even easier is to go to moneypit.com, click the blue microphone button, and record your question right there. We'll get back to you when we produce the very next show, and we can't wait to help you out. Coming up on today's show, if you're a landlord, Realtor Magazine says there are 9 rules that tenants are most likely to break. So whether you're a tenant, you can actually ask yourself if you've ever broken these rules, or if you're a landlord, I think you might find this pretty interesting.
All right, and also ahead, for most homeowners, your water heater is out of sight, out of mind, until it leaks, and then you're faced with a potentially expensive emergency repair. So we're going to share some signs that a replacement might be needed sooner than you have planned.
And setting a thermostat seems like a pretty easy task, but if that's the case, why is it so many people still struggle with a house that's too hot or too cold? We're going to share smart tips to stay comfortable and cut heating costs just ahead.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, especially for the holiday season. If you're working on a bathroom or a basement project, maybe even you're thinking of a demolition project, just not right now, because the holidays, it's hard to get people to work. Whatever it is, big or small, we are here to be your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader. So reach out anytime to 888-MONEYPIT.
Or you can post your questions online at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sam in Tennessee is on the line with a water pressure question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have just purchased a home that is about 75 years old, and we're refurbishing it, and we're trying to keep everything as original as we can. I have great water pressure in every room that has water but my bathtub.
Sam, does your 75-year-old home have steel water pipes?
It has the old. We're eventually going to replace all the water system, but we're having to live in part of the home now and redoing the other half while we live here.
If you have the original steel water pipes in a 75-year-old home, they are absolutely going to suffer from interior rusting. What happens with steel is it rusts and expands inward, so it kind of clogs like an artery, so to speak. And the older it is, the more that can occur. It's possible that you may have a bad pipe on the way to tub, and that's why you have such a slow fill out of that. The other possible issue is the valve itself. It's feeding water. In that same bathroom, I presume you have a sink and a toilet. Do you notice any water pressure problems with those appliances?
No, sir. We have, like I said, great pressure everywhere except for that one spigot. You know, it's the hot and cold runs into one.
Well, I mean, the other thing it could be is a bad faucet on that tub. But you know, if the pressure is pretty good everywhere else, it's not likely to be rusted just at the bathroom at the one fixture itself. So I would suggest that maybe you want to replace that tub, that set of tub valves, because it's probably obstructing there.
Right. Well, actually, it's got the old Tommy butterfly controls on it, and we was really wanting to keep it. But
you can find those valves today. There's a lot of sources of antique plumbing, and some of the new fixtures and faucets are designed to basically be used in a retrofit situation like that. So you can find modern versions that look old.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sam, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Have a great day.
Heading over to Ohio, Linda's on the line with a window question. What can we do for you?
In an apartment that's supposed to be energy efficient, but my heating bills and my air conditioning bills are really high, I don't think I can climb up there and put the plastic on the windows anymore. Is there any other way to make it more efficient?
It's a real challenge when you're a renter, because you're right. There's only limited things that you can do, but there are things that you can do. Now, you mentioned putting the plastic on there. I'm not quite sure, you know, what you're doing in terms of the plastic, but the shrink film plastic works the best, where it essentially covers the whole interior of the window space, and then you use a hair dryer once you apply it, and it gets really taut and clear. That's one thing that you can do. The second thing is that there is a sort of a liquid weather stripping. It's like a weather stripping caulk, and it looks like silicone caulk, right? So what you do with this stuff is you essentially caulk your window shut. You put it in all the places there's gaps. And the nice thing is that in the spring, it remains rubbery, and you can kind of grab the edge of it and peel it right away. Now, the only bad thing is this. Whatever window you caulk, you won't be able to open all winter long. So if it's a bedroom window, you can't do it there because you need egress in the event of an emergency. But it works great, especially with really old windows, because it does seal them up, and it's easy to do, and it doesn't damage the windows. It peels right off.
Do you have a name, or are you not allowed to say it on the air?
There's a number of different brands of it. I know that Red Devil makes one. I think DAP makes one, and I think there's also a generic one. And you ought to be able to find it at the Home Depot. And if it's not on the shelf, I would ask the service desk and describe the product to them. The weather stripping caulk is what you're looking for, and perhaps they'll be able to order it for you. But I have seen it on the store shelves.
I'm writing it down.
All right. Well, listen, good luck. I hope that helps you out, Linda. Appreciate you calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in underneath my house, I have the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right, so first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater. It's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really going to depend on the toilet, but I would think, you know, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing, trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. You know, the toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. So that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Oh, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia, and we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water. So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense, Darren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, you guys. Coming up this hour, are you a rule breaker? Well, if you've got tenants, they might be. We're going to share the top 9 rules that tenants break after this.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com.
Are you ready for the holidays? Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Well, fear not, we are here to help.
That's right, and we found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list, Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $30 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know you love the Money Pit and we're so happy that you've joined us, but do you like listening to podcasts? Well, we would love it if you could listen to ours. It has been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. I mean, that's awesome. Thanks, you guys.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Diane in South Dakota is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we've had a problem with trying to put some wood flooring down on our floor, and when they delivered the wood and they went to lay it down, they said that our floor was not flat. We had some ridges or bumps on it.
Yep.
And that they could not put the flooring on because it would pop up and wouldn't hold.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there's any way to rectify that.
So what type of subfloor do you have that they were trying to put this new flooring on top of? Is it plywood?
It's plywood, yes.
Yeah, sure. A good flooring installer would know this. I'm surprised they didn't tell you what had to happen, but there's a couple of things you can do. There's a carpentry solution, and a carpentry solution may involve, it depends on how far out of whack it is. I mean, they're right. These new flooring products, they have a certain range that they're designed to work within, and if your floor is out of level above that range, then certainly you could have adhesion problems. So there's the carpentry solution might involve working on the floor joists to actually get them to lay down. Sometimes you get a joist that is crowned and sort of rises up. There is actually a way to go into the basement, cut that beam in half, put a new solid beam next to it, and bring it down. And that will help it lay down and eliminate that bump. So that's a carpentry solution. Then the other solution you can use is to apply what's called a floor leveling compound. Now, this is a liquid, very thick compound that gets poured onto the floor, and then it's self-leveling. It'll level, and it'll keep everything nice and flat. And that takes up the dips and the rises in that floor and gives you a very flat surface to work on. Probably not a do-it-yourself project, something I would have somebody do that has some experience with it, because it's got to be done right. Then once that dries, the new floor can be laid right on top of it. So there's a carpentry solution, and then there's the floor leveling compound, which is designed exactly for situations like this.
Okay, I actually think that we'd probably have to go to the carpenter route, because I asked them about that product. I said, isn't there some kind of a leveling product that you could pour on the floor? And they said it wouldn't work in this situation.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why. They probably should be giving you more information on that. And sometimes when a contractor says it won't work, what they mean to say, that's what comes out of their mouth. But what they're saying is, I really don't want to do it.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't want to do it. Don't take that to heart. It may be that it can, in fact, be done. You just don't have the right person involved yet, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling me back.
Well, if you own a rental home, brace yourselves, guys. Realtor Magazine warns that there are 9 rules that your tenants are most likely to break. I wonder how many of you have had tenants break your rules, or perhaps you were the tenant and maybe did a little rule breaking yourself?
Well, fortunately, the most common offenses center around decorating and aren't too serious, so here's the list. The number one offense, making holes in the walls. So this happens for a lot of reasons. It could be very innocent reasons like hanging a picture, or it could be maybe you got mad at somebody and opened the door and the door handle ended up embedded in the wall. But 25% of tenants will break this rule. Now, Leslie, as for the next rule to be broken, I think that you may disagree that redecorating is a rule-breaking offense, especially for you, my dear.
I mean, I think it depends. Say you're renting a house that's, you know, wallpapered or painted and or furnished, and you go in and rearrange everything and paint a cabinet, then, yeah, I totally get it. But if you're just adding your personal flair and going to repaint the walls a neutral color and this is all agreed upon with your landlord, then awesome. But, guys, just don't go crazy because, you know, landlords just don't like that. Now, here's another thing. Secretly replacing damaged furnishings, fixtures, and fittings. That's done by about 13% of people. I mean, I feel like they probably think they're doing a good thing by replacing it, but...
Well, either that or they're trying to make sure that they don't get dinged in their security deposit when they move out, right?
That is true.
Because if stuff disappears, then the landlord's definitely going to try to get reimbursed for that. After that comes keeping a pet on the property. You know, when you rent, a lot of places have very specific and understandably strict rules when it comes to pets. But if you move into a place and say you don't have a pet, and it turns out that you do have a pet, well, that's a broken rule. So about 12% of people do that. And, of course, making a late rent payment, actually encouraged by this, only 10% of people will pay their rent late. So not so bad, really, as a landlord.
Yeah, that's not so bad. Another one, and this is a biggie, is smoking indoors. 7% of people do that or, you know, have a guest over that does that. Changing the locks, that's a huge one. That is huge. That's like making you a squatter. Like, man, I changed the locks. I'm going to stick here. So 6% of people are doing that.
Yeah, and subletting a room or the whole property when you're not allowed to. You know, there's rules about whether or not you can rent a room in a house you already rent. And about 5% of people take that. And the last one, which I think is probably the most disturbing and potentially the most dangerous, 4% of people remove or disable a fire or carbon monoxide alarm. Really, really dumb thing to do. So I'd like to see that be zero. But, you know, what's the Tom Hanks saying? Stupid is as stupid does.
life is like a box of chocolates.
You know what I'm saying. It's just really a dumb thing to do.
I know. You were right. Stupid is as stupid does.
Mark in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I've done a lot of different construction work, side job-wise and everything, and here lately I've been messing kind of with roofing. Of course, you know, you've got the shovels and all the good stuff like that, but there seems to me like there's a lot of nail pulling or nail pounding, this and that, and I was wondering who – I've got a sort of an idea on a shingle stripper is what I've named it. I don't know. I mean, picture a – concrete power trowel, slower rotation, but with maybe some little, I don't know, little type teeth on it or something that turns it a slow, something that you could mount, you know, not quite as long as that, maybe 8 foot long that you could mount, and it slowly turns down the roof.
Oh, you want something that is like automatically can pull the shingles off the roof? That's an interesting idea. He wants like a Roomba vacuum for the roof that'll strip the shingles off.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean,
you know, there's a roof shingle stripping tool that a lot of major manufacturers have, and that's generally what I see the roofing crews use. And frankly, with that tool, you know, you can strip a roof pretty quickly. I mean, I've seen four guys on a roof strip it in less than an hour, and right down to the plywood, it's ready to go. And I don't think there'll be, you'd find a market for a product like that, which is why I don't believe that one exists. I think the handheld roof stripping tool is the one you need.
Of course, we use the shovels, you know, the usual shingle shovels and all that good stuff, but it gets to be a task when you run into a nail or you know, stuff like that, and it seems like, I don't know, even maybe like a wood floor sander type apparatus to where it would, you know what I'm saying, kind of just get it up underneath the lip. The paper you wouldn't really, you know, you could deal with, but just, you know, to where it would cut back on the nail pounding and the...
Are you actually using a roofing tool? There's different types of, you call them shovels, but there's a product called a D-handle roofing tool that is available at the Home Depot that I've seen, and it's kind of like a scraper on a shovel handle, and it works very, very quickly to pull off shingles.
Well, we're using the shingle shovel, but they work good. But, you know, I come up with ideas, and I'm, you know, to be honest with you, maybe one of these days I'll come up with one to where I can retire, but you know, instead of being loose.
I certainly hope you do. But I will tell you that the roofing tools that are out there, the Razorback one I remember seeing at an event some time ago, and I liked it because it has sort of a fulcrum design where it can get under the shingle and the nails, and then you sort of push the handle down, and it pops them right up. So it might be that you're not using the right tool yet, and you might want to experiment more with some of those more modern roofing tools that strip the shingles off. I don't believe there'll be a market for that particular product, but listen, stay out of it. Don't let us talk you out of it. I mean, there could be other things that you'll come up with that will sell, but I've seen these roofing tools be so effective that I don't believe there'd be a power version of it. Okay? Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Here's something you might not notice that often. It's your water heater. I mean, you're going to notice it if it leaks, though. Up next, we're going to share expert tips to help you avoid an unplanned water heater replacement. Coming up. 888 Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Christmas from Mako. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Mako, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Mako.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save $30 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, for many homeowners, their water heater is kind of out of sight and out of mind. They don't think about it very much until they absolutely have to. And then they're faced with a potentially expensive emergency repair.
Yeah, but there are steps that you can take to prolong the life of your water heater, as well as signs that replacement may be needed sooner than you're kind of planning for. Spencer Pope is the technical trainer at Bradford White Water Heaters and is joining us with tips to help you avoid an unplanned water heater replacement. Welcome, Spencer.
Hey, thank you for having me. Hi, Tom. Hi, Leslie.
So water heater replacement, you know, if your water heater leaks, it's always at an inconvenient time, and it becomes like this emergency to get it replaced. You don't have time to think much about the project. You're really focused on getting a plumber and getting any water heater in there to restore the warm water, obviously address any of the leaking damage that is caused. So, you know, it's just not convenient, and it's never going to be convenient. It's the same thing with having a heater fail in winter or an air conditioner fail in summer. So what are some things that you can do to maybe get some heads up that that maybe a water heater replacement is in your near future? Are there like signs of trouble that you could monitor for?
Unfortunately, sometimes it is hard to tell. There's no real crystal ball method for determining outright if the water heater needs to be replaced. Now, there are some things you could watch for. Big examples might be if you notice water around the bottom of the heater or maybe water, some water connections above it. Those would at least be good signs that a contractor, a licensed contractor, should take a look and help us dig a little bit deeper. Do we have connection issues? Is there something going on with the tank? Considering the age of the heater becomes important. If we look at how long it's been installed or in service, the national average for modern heaters is somewhere around 9 to 13 years.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How long would a water heater typically last? So 9 to 13 years. That sounds about right. I mean, I spent 20 years as a home inspector, and certainly, you know, we found water heaters that that failed at 8, but just as many that lasted, you know, a shockingly long period of time, like 20, 25 years, which is probably, you know, three times what was the life expectancy of them. But I guess the advice there is when they start to get beyond that normal range, you're really better off proactively replacing it than waiting for an emergency to happen, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Hey, Spencer, you know, we actually have a question from Diane in Las Vegas who has had some water heaters that have only lasted a few years, which is totally unusual. You mind if we take her call?
Sounds good.
I have two rental properties in Las Vegas, and Vegas has very hard water. I've had to replace the hot water heaters, I think, three different times in the last 12 years. Seems like an awful lot to me. I was advised by one plumber to have them flushed twice a year to eliminate the particulates that settle at the bottom of the hot water heater so it doesn't rust. And yet other plumbers have said, oh, no, that's not a good thing. They were recommending to put in anode rods to, I guess, settle the ions within the water tank. But yet they're saying that you should be replacing those anode rods every 2 years for a cost of at least $200. So it gets to be a pricey endeavor. And because there's so much conflicting information, I'm hoping that you can answer what is the best way to go to try to get the longevity out of these hot water heaters.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. That lifespan does not sound typical. So thanks, Diane, for the questions. Lots of things to unpack there, but I think the big takeaways would be certainly it's always good practice to drain the heater, flush any sediment out. That is always good, does not hurt the heaters. The anodes are also important. They extend the life of the heaters. It is important to check the anode after the first couple of years, but again, the national average for modern heaters is about 9 to 13 years, so it sounds like we have some water quality issues there. It may be good to talk to a water quality expert and have them look at other forms of treatment for the water. Maybe we can prevent some of those total dissolved solids like calcium or lime and bring up that water quality just a bit. And then anodes, of course, are good to do. Flushing the heater is good, but, yeah, I think we've got a little bit more something going on. One other example might be stray voltage in the plumbing. We could look at using a bonding wire between the hot and the cold pipe, run that to a good ground source. But, yeah, certainly something I'd say pursue a water quality expert and get to the bottom of that.
That's great advice. I didn't think about the bonding wire, but that does make sense because you do get those currents sometimes that seem to come out of nowhere and can definitely speed up the corrosion process, right?
Exactly.
So having that bonding wire, of course, makes sense. It's so easy to do. And, you know, the fact that manufacturers like Bradford White now have garden hose connections at the bottom of the tank and valves so that any homeowner could do the flushing themselves. You don't need to call a plumber into that. You don't have to empty the entire water heater either. If you spill water out, you know, once a month, a few gallons, you're going to avoid the possibility of any of that buildup. So a great course of action. Diane, hope that helps you out. We're talking to Spencer Pope. He's a technical trainer at Bradford White Water Heater. Spencer, before we let you go, what's new with Bradford White? Got any new models or coming out that we ought to be aware of? Want to take a look at?
Yeah, something we're really excited about is our new tankless offering. And, of course, we are always moving in the heat pump space as well. Those are bigger and bigger the more we see the green push throughout the country and sometimes even some legislative changes throughout the country. So I think those are the most exciting products right now would be our tankless offerings or heat pump offerings. And then, of course, we have lots of training options available on our products at our website, bradfordwhite.com. And we have an entire For the Pro portal as well for our contractors in the audience. So, yeah, lots of exciting things going on here.
And that website, again, is bradfordwhite.com. And speaking of websites, Spencer was generous enough to do a post, a guest post for moneypit.com, listing all the ways that you can detect early failure of your water heater, as well as the maintenance steps that you could take to make sure it lasts as long as possible. You'll find that on our homepage at moneypit.com. Spencer Pope, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great advice about how to take care of our water heaters and avoid those emergency repairs, right? Because, you know, we hate for that to happen.
That's right. Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Coming up, you guys, programmable thermostats, they're awesome, but I feel like a lot of people still really don't understand the best way to use your thermostat and save some energy dollars. We're going to help you out with some tips, so stick around.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deist Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeistCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and the burgers.
Mmm, I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. You know, they also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now, they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $30 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So, don't wait. These packages are already chock full of great steaks, chicken, and more, and now you'll also get them at a great price. 50% off site-wide and a $30 discount just for using the promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $30 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coating partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know taking care of your home, it can be a combination of a lot of things. You love your home, you're proud of it, also all of that heart-stopping fear that goes along with doing a big project, or for some people, even making a small change. But you know what, guys? If you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise we're going to help you plan, help you save some money, and spare you from those home improvement snafus. So follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, if you guys love to entertain family and friends over the holidays, don't miss out on the Money Pit's Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes. We have over $1,000 in prizes up for grabs.
Yeah, we're giving away a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG with contoured doors, hidden hinges, and a whole host of amazing interior features. It's a 7-cubic-foot unit, and it's the perfect backup fridge size, so you're always going to have room for all of that extra holiday food.
And it's Energy Star rated. Plus, we've also got a bunch of $100 gift cards to Omaha Steaks to give away, which make great gifts, as well as a very delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
Plus, everyone who enters is going to receive a special Money Pit promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30 plus free shipping.
Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Leanne, Kansas on the line with a concrete question. Tell us what you were working on.
I'm in an old house that I got in a survivorship, and it's got an old, probably was built in the 60s. I'm in the prairie of Kansas. It has an entryway concrete porch that just keeps cracking and cracking due to earthquakes. We had a pretty good one a week or so ago, and now it's really unlevel. Some of the cracks are small enough that I can fill and aren't unlevel. And I'm just wondering, because I don't know, I don't live near a Lowe's or a Home Depot or anything like that. It seems like an hour and a half drive away. There's a local hardware store about 10 miles. Can you fill small cracks with quickcrete, or do you need concrete or stackcrete? I don't know what the differences are.
Okay, so first of all, the type of repair material you use is different than the type of material you would use if you were, say, pouring a new concrete slab. And you mentioned Quikrete. That's a great brand, and they have a wide variety of repair products. You have the option to repair the cracks. You could also resurface that concrete. There's a product for that. And in all cases, the difference between that type of a product, a repair product, and the original sort of concrete product is that the repair products are designed to adhere to the original concrete base. You know, if anything is loose, of course, you have to pop that out and restore it. But short of that, there are plenty of concrete repair products that are out there. And, you know, you're going to obviously have to get yourself to a hardware store or lumber yard to find it. You can do some research online at their website. But you want to make sure you choose a repair product because it is designed specifically to adhere to those surfaces.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right.
Good luck. 888-666-3974.
Well, as the weather turns colder, many people are committing to turning the thermostat down more than is necessary 24/7 for the entire winter. But that leads to a lot of chills, drafts, discomfort, and, you know, I got to say, a lot of fights at home. That's what I'm just saying.
Well, that's why one of the easiest ways to manage that thermostat is with a smart thermostat. Now, these thermostats will keep the temperature at home in check, and they'll optimize the temperature settings based on your routine, so you never have to think about the thermostat again.
Yeah, now the smart thermostats have built-in occupancy sensors, so they know to turn the heat up when someone's home and turn it down when the house is vacant. Some of them also have a geofencing capability, and they actually can turn the heat on when they detect that you're within, you know, whatever set number of miles from the home. So it could be like, oh, you're 10 minutes away, let's crank up the heat. It's kind of awesome.
I also love that these thermostats produce reports every month that show you how much energy you save compared to other homes in your area. So all-in-one, really one of the smartest energy-saving investments you can make.
All right, we're headed over to South Carolina now. We've got Dennis on the line. Hey, Dennis, what are you working on?
I bought a house in Illinois, a house that was built in 1845. It's got 2-foot-thick, you know, walls. And it's layered stone.
Okay.
My question to you is, what type of mortar would you recommend to put in that, in this old stone home? Because over the years, people have tried to put some mortar in some of the mortar that's fallen out in the cracks.
Right.
But
right.
It's all different colors. It looks goofy. I really like to make it uniform. And what mix of sand and mortar would you recommend?
Well, usually for exterior and above grade walls, you use a type of mortar called an N. N is Nancy, an N mortar mix. It has a medium sort of compressive strength, and it's made of one part of Portland cement, one part lime, and six parts of sand. It's pretty easy to work with. And you can also buy pre-made mortar mix from Quikrete, for example. They sell a type N mortar mix, and they sell it in different colors. I think gray is the base color. So
right.
You might want to take a look at that. But I think what you're looking for is type N mortar for stone walls. Good luck with that project. That sounds really fun. I'm sure it's a beautiful home. We appreciate you calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. As you're out there doing your gift shopping, have you noticed that many of the retailers are offering you the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? But do these costly additions ever make sense? We're going to share some tips just ahead.
You live in a money pit.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Anderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today and save $30 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays. Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done right now for the upcoming holidays or for the year ahead. Reach out to us with your questions 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Nora is working on a kitchen this holiday season, which is really great because we do spend a lot of time in the kitchen at home. It is the heart of the house. Now, she's asking, which type of kitchen countertop material is better for heat resistance, durability, and easiest to keep clean? She's wondering, quartz or quartzite? Do both materials require semi-annual maintenance cleaners? That's a good question.
It is, but I think what you're asking about is the difference between engineered quartz and quartzite. Now, quartzite is actually the natural quartz right out of the mountain. It's all mineral. There are no additives in it. And because of that, it tends to be more absorbent, well, definitely more absorbent than engineered quartz, which is made in a form that includes sealers and stabilizers and colorants. The engineered quartz is therefore a lot more durable and needs less cleaning and no sealing. Quartzite is a little more similar to granite. It's going to need regular sealing. You'd be lucky if you did it every 6 months, but I think you're going to have to do it more frequently than that. But it is a better choice for outside kitchens where you can't use engineered quartz. So if that's not the case, I think I would definitely go with the engineered product.
Yeah, Nora, I mean, especially if you're going with a lighter color. I mean, think about it. Tomato sauce, red wine, obviously are things that can stain that surface, but also lemon juice. So there's a lot of weird things that can cause discoloration. So if you actually use your kitchen and use your countertops, you might want to go with something that's much, much more durable.
Well, as you guys do your gift shopping, have you noticed how many retailers offer the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? It gets kind of crazy. They're available on everything from a toaster to a television, heck, even a pack of gum.
It just does seem that way.
Yeah, it just blows me away, no matter what you're buying. Do you want an extended warranty with that? No, I don't think so. But I guess the question is, do they ever really make sense? So, Les, what's your take?
Well, I mean, if an appliance is on your holiday shopping list, more than likely not. You're going to be asked, would you like the extended warranty with that product? You're wondering if it makes sense. The Federal Trade Commission says millions of consumers pay for protection that they don't actually need or really use. And so to keep you from wasting money, you've got to do your homework. So first, compare the coverage. Know what the basic warranty that comes with the appliance covers to see if that extended warranty is truly going to provide you with enough additional coverage. Also, know the appliance. Check its repair reputation online. See how likely it is that it's going to break down. And then check for any hidden costs, because extended warranties often have a deductible, service fees, cancellation charges, I mean, a whole bunch of extra additional bills that you are not counting on. And aside from extended warranties on appliances, you're also going to see toys, sporting goods, electronics, you know, all of these places offering you these product protection plans, you know, right at the register or even right online, whatever it is. And this is the worst place for you to make any decision because, as we've shown you, you need to do your homework and you're sort of put on the spot and you're like, okay, or no, I don't know. So go in there, you know, armed with the knowledge and ready to know what you need to say for that question so that you're ready to go.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you ever feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated, drab, and dull, costly new cabinets are not the only option. We're going to share ideas for refacing or refinishing your cabinets without breaking the bank on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself
but you don't have to do it alone.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoshta. Ukraine has won victories on the battlefield against Russia, but now faces a looming challenge on the economic front.
The government has been relying on the central bank to print money to cover its huge deficits caused by the war. Tax revenue has fallen and defense spending has soared for next year's budget. Kiev is looking for ways to pay for its war effort at least through next year. By then, hopes are that a price cap on Russian oil sales will put Moscow on the economic defensive.
Jeremy House reports, in the meantime, Ukraine's turning to its allies for more money to avoid worsening inflation that hurts ordinary people. Federal regulators cleared doses of the updated COVID vaccines for children younger than five. Omicron-targeted booster shots made by both Moderna and Pfizer already are urged for everyone five and older. Now the FDA says younger children who've had two original Moderna shots qualify for an updated booster, and Pfizer's vaccine requires three doses for kids under five, and the FDA says the updated version will be substituted for the third shot. The CDC is expected to agree to that. The final 747 rolled off Boeing's assembly line last week, marking the end of an era.
The 747 debuted in 1969, and over 50-plus years, the Boeing jumbo jet served as a cargo plane, a commercial aircraft capable of carrying nearly 500 passengers, and the Air Force One presidential aircraft. On Tuesday, the last 747 rolled out of a factory north of Seattle. However, the next version of Air Force One will still be a 747. Two versions of that model are currently being modified for presidential travel and will be delivered to the U.S. Air Force later this decade. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And you can be sure to get the latest news and read the best analysis by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Overseas in Bangladesh, street protests calling for the government to step down.
Crowds from across the country are joining today's mass rally, which is organized by the opposition Bangladesh National Party. But the mood is tense. This protest comes a day after senior opposition leaders were arrested and detained and their headquarters barricaded. The rally's being held on International Human Rights Day, but many taking to the streets accuse the government of suppressing free speech and violently cracking down on critics. They're calling on Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign. Her government denies accusations of suppression and says it respects the right to protest. Bangladesh, they say, is a beacon of democracy.
That's the BBC's Regini Vidyanathan reporting. Hundreds of people marching in the Philippine capital Saturday protesting what they say was the rising number of extrajudicial killings and other injustices under the administration of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. More at townhall.com. The former CEO of the failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says he's willing to testify before Congress.
However, Sam Bankman-Fried says he will be limited in what he can say and that he won't be as helpful as he'd like to be. He tweeted in response to a tweet from House Financial Services Committee Chair Maxine Waters, who requested Bankman-Fried attend next week's hearings. Waters says, based on multiple media interviews since FTX went down, that it was, quote, clear to us the information you have thus far is sufficient for testimony. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. safety regulators urging drivers once again to make sure their vehicles haven't been recalled after another person was killed by an exploding Takata airbag. That raises the number of people killed by the bags to 33 worldwide. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
I've always been impressed with you, Brian. You've become one of the most knowledgeable people around.
I have so much respect for your work ethic. I say it to everybody. So Brian's a machine.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
You have the best laugh of anyone that I know on this planet.
Are you worried about your self-confidence? Because you start off the program with all those people saying really nice things about you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the very last minutes of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We got a big hour coming your way. If you're smart enough to get Fox Nation, you see Mark Thiessen in the studio. Always great, even though he taunted me during Fox and Friends that he's taking over my own show by sending me a picture of himself behind my microphone. How dare you, sir? I will press charges. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is always a good guest, especially today. Word is he might be running for Joe Manchin's seat next time around. And also, he's part of the big push among Republican and coal, actually fossil fuel producing states that have combined to push back on financial institutions who are trying to isolate them and stop investors from coming in to enable us to excavate coal and to be able to drill for oil and gas. So they are pushing back big time. I want to talk to them about that. And before we get to Mark, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Crunch Fitness. Interested in owning your own business in a growing $30 billion industry? Check out Crunch Fitness at crunch.com.
Number three.
Republicans won every single statewide contest this cycle with the exception of the U.S. Senate race. I think that shows what a weak candidate Herschel Walker was.
Perhaps that is Lachlan Marquet of Axios. Warnock wins and gets six more years in the Senate. Herschel, the GOP, and Trump lose the runoff. He'll be 51-49 in the Senate for two more years. Now Manchin and Sinema are marginalized. More to come.
Number two.
I think this is criminally negligent by the DHS leadership. They're allowing drugs to flow in our country to kill thousands of Americans every year. They're allowing terrorists to come in our country, and they're doing nothing to fix it.
Utter defiance. President Biden goes to a border state but blows off ever going to the border. What does that mean for Texas, Arizona, and Title 42 as it goes away? What can a Republican House make him do?
Number one.
And it was pretty obvious who was suppressing that information, who was the person with the biggest motive. It was Twitter's top lawyer, James Baker, who, as you just said, had been the quarterback of the FBI-Russia collusion scandal.
Miranda Devine weighing in, getting bigger. The Twitter scandal grows, and once again, the FBI guy who is in the middle of all of it, disgraced James Baker, was still suppressing information on Twitter even after Musk took over up until Sunday when he was fired. With me right now is Mark Thiessen. Mark, welcome.
Good to be with you.
On the runoff, I had hope for Herschel. You didn't.
I did have hope for Herschel, and it ended up being close. It ended up being 2 points. But look, here's the reality. In the general election, Kemp got 203,056 votes that Herschel Walker didn't, right? So that means 203,000 swing voters pulled the lever for Kemp but not for Walker. If Walker had gotten those votes, he'd be senator today. And so what that means is that there's this category of voters who like leaders like Brian Kemp but don't like these Trump-backed candidates. And the only reason he got into the runoff was because of Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell spent $39 million in the general election to get Walker in the runoff, and then he spent $18 million in the runoff, so $57 million to try and get Walker over there. You know how much Trump spent in the runoff?
How much?
Zero. Zero. He spent a total of $15.03 million across all the Senate candidates combined, all seven that he had backed, and that number came in before the election.
What did the former president tell you when you said that on television?
He didn't tell me anything.
Well, didn't he say, my appearances?
Well, he said his appearances, yes. I had a conversation with him, and he told me that basically he would come in and do rallies for some of these candidates, and each of those rallies has cost him like several hundred thousand dollars. So those rallies have a monetary value to them. They also have, I mean, the reality is they energize his base, but they also energize the other side's base. So they have a mixed value. But he spent no money. Here's his record right now. Five losses. Walker in Georgia, Oz in Pennsylvania, Bolduc in New Hampshire, Laxalt in Nevada.
I don't think you can give him Bolduc because he was very well until last week.
Okay. He didn't help him. He ran as a MAGA candidate. So whether Trump embraced him or he embraced Trump, there was some embracing going on there. Two wins. Vance in Ohio, Ted Budd in North Carolina. Both of those wins are because Mitch McConnell, Mitch McConnell spent $32 million in Ohio in a state where the governor won by 26 points, and he had to spend $32 million opportunity costs. That money could have been spent somewhere else. It could have been spent for Herschel. Could have been spent for somebody else. And $37 million in North Carolina. So, you know, and Trump. Republicans have to. I'm not hostile to Donald Trump. I talk to Donald Trump. I admire his presidency. I think he was a great president who accomplished things that no other president, including many Republican presidents, could accomplish. What's happened with Trump because of what he's done after the election is his base is still loyal, but he's made himself irreversibly toxic to swing voters. And you can't win elections with your base alone. And so what we're seeing, the lesson of these midterms, is that these swing voters are saying no to Trump and Trump-backed candidates. And we got to figure that out because I admire the president, former president, but I don't want to lose in 2024.
I want you to hear what Newt Gingrich said, because he wrote a column on Friday that got a lot of attention, and he expanded on it last night. Cut 21.
Well, the truth is, if you back out by his standards to achieve what he wants to achieve, Joe Biden has been pretty darn effective. And he had just had one of the best off-year elections in American history. If it wasn't for Kevin McCarthy's leadership on the House side, the Republicans would have had a bad, bad night. And so I would say to you, we have to start by being honest and respectful of our opponent. And our opponent in this case turned out to be a heck of a lot more successful than we thought he would be. Pelosi ran a dictatorship with great power in the House. You can despise it or dislike it, but it achieved what she wanted it to and what Biden wanted it to. So I think you've got to start with a reality. And that's, I have a new newsletter coming out about rethinking from the ground up. We need to understand the Republicans live in a fantasy land and do not confront the reality of what they're up against.
Newt's right.
I mean, Newt's 100% correct. Look, Joe Biden gave us the worst inflation in 40 years, the worst crime wave since the 1990s, the worst border crisis since American
Afghanistan.
History. The Afghan debacle. I mean, which is why we're in war in Ukraine, why Ukraine is at war with America's and NATO's backing right now. And also the worst collapse in real wages in four decades. He keeps talking about how wages are up, but inflation is eating all that. I mean, this is the American people do not support the Biden agenda whatsoever. Yet he just turned in the best first midterm performance of any president since John F. Kennedy in the 1960s, except George W. Bush right after 9/11. So we as conservatives have to do some introspection in the wake of this election and see what are we doing wrong? Because this was the most promising political environment in a generation for the Republican Party. We could have gotten the Senate to the point. If we had gotten 54 votes in the Senate, which was a perfectly achievable goal in this election, we would have been within shouting distance in 2024 of a 60-vote filibuster-proof majority in 2024, because the field is completely tilted toward the Republicans in the 2024 election. The Democrats are defending Biden seats. There's not a single Republican running in a state that Biden won. And the only state that's even close was Florida, which Trump had won by five points. DeSantis just won that by 20. We're going to win Florida. So we're going to win the majority next time around if we nominate smart candidates and learn our lessons from this mistake.
I also think when it comes to the president, I think people are going to say, well, you know, I love X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But I just need to know who's going to win the independents and the Democrat moderates. That's just it. You got to know who's going to win, not who you like. For example, if Rush Limbaugh might be perfect for our audience, number one most popular. If you ran him, he couldn't win a general election, so you can't run him. Correct?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And so we need to look at it very dispassionately, because what we need to do is win. So who's the candidate who can best help us to win? I mean, I just look at Ron DeSantis, and, you know, I have great respect for a lot of people who are considering Ron. I love Mike Pence. I like, you know, Brian Kemp. So people are talking about him. You know, there's a bunch
Nikki
of people
Haley,
out there. Nikki Haley.
Christy Noem.
There's a lot of great. I admire them all. Who is the person who just proved in this election that they can win those independents? Ron DeSantis not only won Florida by 20 points, he won independents in Florida by 20 points. He won women by 7 points. He won Hispanics by 16 points. I mean,
right.
That's what you want to recreate on the national stage. And what's great about DeSantis and why he's attractive to me as a candidate is that he gives you everything you love about Donald Trump. He's a counterpuncher. He goes after the woke left. He goes after Disney and all the rest of it. But he's also a policy wonk it's like if Donald Trump and Mitch Daniels had a baby, it would be Ron DeSantis. Because Daniels is he's not very charismatic, but he's one of the great wonky conservative reform governors in the country, in Indiana. He did amazing things in Indiana. DeSantis is doing that in Florida too. He's a policy wonk. If you watch his debate with Charlie Crist, it was just a masterpiece of detail. He knows he knows all the numbers. He's got all the receipts. And then the other thing.
It was interesting. Jared Kushner told me that he'd be calling him every day before 8 o'clock to say, what do you got? What are your numbers? Here are my numbers. What do you think? What are you hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing is that when the hurricane hit, he flipped a switch and turned into the model of a chief executive in a time of crisis. I mean, this is just literally days after he had just sent a plane of illegal migrants to Martha's Vineyard. He turned and to call Biden to task for his failures at the border. He turned around and worked with Biden to fix the bridges, to deliver relief, to get all these things done, and didn't get any fights with reporters on that. So he does everything you like about Trump. He does without all the baggage.
Right.
And all the
Some fault. People say more warmth, more one-on-one, but you can develop that. And also, well, we'll talk about that when we come back. I want to give a complete segment, Mark, on what's happening with Twitter. It turns out Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss were getting the information from Elon Musk. They have permission to start publishing this. Okay, fine. All of a sudden, the slowdown happened. And some criticism saying, why is Musk letting this leak drip out?
Yeah.
Just let us have it. It turns out it wasn't Musk's decision. It was Jim Baker's decision, the same guy involved in the Durham probe, the Mueller probe, every other controversial move from the FBI. Same Jim Baker, fired on Sunday. Let's see what happens on Wednesday. Mark Thiessen on that when we come back. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We try. tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. At OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout for $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship, so shop early and beat the rush. Visit OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required.
This is Fox on Justice. A small construction business in Kansas says it's owed millions of dollars by a state-owned company in Vietnam for work it did more than a decade ago. Starting in the early 2000s, Hall Brothers, Inc. paved dozens of miles of highway in the communist country. The company received partial payments at first, but then those payments stopped coming in. Now, Hall Brothers chair Dick Kistner claims it's owed nearly $38 million for labor, supplies, travel, legal fees, and more.
It affected how much we could do over here in the United States because we had to send money over there to keep that going.
Kistner says other U.S. companies are in the same position. He wants the Commerce Department or another government agency to get involved to get the Vietnamese company to pay up. In Chicago, Grady Trimble, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Most experts and pundits thought President Harry Truman would be soundly defeated by Thomas Dewey. On November 2nd, 1948, Truman had the last laugh.
And Mr. Kestenbaum and Mr. Hartnett were reporting the situation as it then developed. And Mr. Kestenbaum was saying, well, the president is a million votes ahead in the popular vote.
To hear more history as it unfolds before your ears, it's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the cast of the new Hulu series, Welcome to Chippendale. Kumail Nanjiani leads the true crime drama as the founder of the Mail Review, who let nothing stand in his way building an empire.
So I did a lot of, like, prep figuring out how to play a guy who makes decisions that are immoral and unforgivable. And so you sort of, you know, create a worldview that leads to someone doing that stuff.
Annalee Ashford's research held a challenge.
This is actually a character that we had no information on. The only thing we could find about her was one photo.
The dancers did train in a Chippendales boot camp where Murray Bartlett worked on his choreography.
But yeah, I had to like bust out some of those moves. So I definitely worked hard with the choreographer to try and nail those. And you know, like sometimes having to do the routine mirroring the dancers and then turn around and do it the way that they're doing it.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What surprised me is that Twitter made the decision in the first place to censor. Look, liberal Democrats should be for the principle of standing up for First Amendment speech. And New York Times Sullivan said, we want speech to be open, uninhibited, wide-ranging. Now, I get Twitter's a private actor, but they're effectively a modern public square. And it was disappointing to me that they were suppressing the New York Post.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Democrat, obviously, Bernie Sanders' disciple, clearly, and he was just honest. At the time in 2020, he said it was a mistake, and emails have been serviced the show to suppress this New York Post story. And I give him credit for it, Mark Thiessen.
Well, not only did he say it, it's not, and by the way, he's one of these.
He's doubling down.
One of these people who comes on Fox all the time, which most, yeah, most people
nice,
like
he's
him.
He's a nice person.
He's a nice person, and he wants to engage the other side. And he's the kind of liberal that I really respect, because even though I fundamentally disagree with him, he wants to respectfully engage the other side and come and talk to our viewers and our listeners, and that's great. But he didn't say this just offhand in a Fox interview. He wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal making this case. That takes time and intention to say this. And he's 100% correct, and I wish more people on his side of the aisle felt this way.
So people should understand. So we thought the biggest story was Elon Musk is going, giving permission to Barry Weiss of Substack, gone to the left, but former New York Times writer, and Matt Taibbi, to go ahead and run with the information that he's unearthed about what was going on leading up to the 2020 election and beyond. And it stopped. Mysteriously, it stopped after one day, and we thought, what's the big deal? Well, on Sunday, it was revealed that the person who stopped it was slowing everything down was a guy named Jim Baker. And the word from Barry Weiss is, my jaw hit the floor. The writer said he couldn't believe it's the same Jim Baker that was involved in the Mueller report and the Durham report, involved with James Comey and Peter Strzok, as well as Lisa Page and others.
He was James Comey's general counsel. I mean, he was the FBI general counsel during this whole Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy theory. He was involved in the Alpha Bank scam, you know, that was to tie.
He tried to link Trump to Alpha Bank.
The Alpha Bank. I mean, you know, this reminds me of
Michael Sussman dropped off information that he was concerned for the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Of Donald Trump's link to this.
Yeah. So, I mean, this reminds me of, like, you know, when there's a presidential transition and you got these left wing people who burrow in as career foreign service officers or career civil servants and try and continue to undermine the next administration. This guy's sitting in Elon Musk's Twitter. He has no business being there. No one seems to realize that he's there, at least that. And he's vetting the information that's coming out. I hope they do forensic accounting of all of his email accounts, of all of his that, because who knows what he destroyed. And by the way, they would need to do that, and he needs to, if he tried to destroy anything, we don't know that he did, but he was certainly holding stuff back. If he tried to destroy anything or hide anything, then he should be prosecuted.
So Elon Musk tweets out, in light of the concern about Baker's possible role in the suppression of information important to the public dialogue, he was exited from Twitter today, meaning Sunday. Twitter user whatever says to Musk, was he asked to explain himself first? Musk's response, yes, his explanation was unconvincing. Musk only discovered this on Sunday. So Taibbi, you would think, as well as Barry Weiss are going to have at it and make more things public, including the shadow banning. Did that ever happen to you?
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know how many followers we would be having.
Yeah.
We don't have any tweets that would have been exposed.
Yeah.
And some that were pushed down.
So one of the really things, I did a column this week on TikTok and the Chinese communist control of TikTok. And one of the things that TikTok does that people don't realize is that if you put up content on TikTok that the Chinese Communist Party doesn't like, they suppress it, but they not only suppress it, they do falsely inflate your viewers. So if you put up a video of the protests in China this week, what they will do is they will make sure nobody else sees that, but they will make it look you can see it, and it'll make it look like people are seeing it to you. So they'll inflate the viewers. Now, I have no idea if people were doing that in Twitter, but there's ways of doing things to make it seem like you're not being suppressed even while you are suppressed.
But TikTok, for example, China knows what inflames this country: racial division, police brutality, the MAGA, all the things that get us divided and polarized. They're doing that within our country to divide. And they're obviously pro-Democratic Party. They liked having Joe Biden there, want no part of Trump, and they're trumpeting up that.
So here's the thing about TikTok. This is one of the things that drives me crazy about all this focus on Twitter, which I think I'm glad we're exposing what was happening in there. But the left's, like, freak out over Elon Musk controlling Twitter. Where is this freak out about the Communist Party controlling TikTok, which a third of the United States of America is on TikTok?
Young.
And young people in particular, right? And TikTok is so pernicious that what people don't realize, it's not just that every social media site follows what you watch and tries to feed you stuff and all the rest, but that's fine. That's not what TikTok does. If you have TikTok on your phone, they're following you not just what you're doing on the app, they can follow what you're doing off app. They can follow what websites you're going to in your browser. They can follow your keystrokes. So you go into your bank account and type in your username and password, China has that.
What do you suggest we do about it?
You send an encrypted message. Okay, so an encrypted app, no one can read it. They can follow your keystrokes so they know what your messages are. All this is being stored and controlled by the Chinese. We should ban it.
Right away.
Right away.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, there is Barack Obama sitting Indian style talking with a so-called TikTok influencer trying to get them to vote for Democrats.
Exactly.
And Joe Biden doing the same thing with someone about 7 nose rings, which I didn't think was possible. Hey, Mark.
You only have 2.
Yes. Not on right now because I'm at work.
Hi, Pop the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Bring me your friendly old change. And all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Janice Dean, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And for a company like Disney to say that this bill should have never passed, first of all, Tucker, they weren't saying anything when this was going through the House. They only started doing this because the mob, the woke mob, came after them. But put that aside, for them to say that them as a California-based company are going to work to take those California values and overturn a law that was duly enacted and, as you said, supported by a strong majority of Floridians, they don't run this state. They will never run this state as long as I'm governor.
And that is Governor DeSantis, obviously, ready for another 4 years, inauguration, a couple of weeks. And he talked about what he did to Disney, took their autonomous status away because they went after him and his bill, and they mislabeled it Don't Say Gay bill, where they subscribed to it. And that they responded to their woke employees that demanded Disney take a stand. So they did and apologized to the woke employees. In turn, Governor DeSantis says, okay, you've lost your autonomous status. And next thing you know, the CEO lost his job, and Bob Iger is now back. And I think there's going to be a rapprochement on this. We'll see. But does it give other companies the out to say, I cannot happen to us what happened at Disney? I got to push back on my woke employees. Zach Moffitt, CEO of Targeted Victory, joins us now. You wrote a column about this, what a GOP majority means for corporate America. And I'm talking about in the House. Zach, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you.
So I believe a watershed moment was the Disney moment, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. I think that's where it kind of got to the level that now the whole country is aware of this issue.
And what do you think they should take from it?
Well, look, I think the reality is that if companies react to the Twitter mob and get caught up in it, and they're going to lose their clients, they're going to lose their customers. And I think that there's a real reckoning that needs to be had. And I think that the reality is, this is also being reflected in, you know, the people who've been elected into the House in 2022 after this midterm. So I think that companies need to look internally and say, how reflective is our board of our actual customers? and how literally one-sided are we behaving in our behaviors and our mindsets to make sure that we're thinking about everything when we're coming up with these policies going forward.
So what do you think corporate America should say to the GOP, where 50% of the country is voting one way? I don't care who wins, 1 or 2 percentage points. What do you say to the rest of the country? What is your method? What is your recommendation?
Well, I think that the first thing is you have to have diversity of thought in the boardroom. I think what's wrong right now is that people are listening to a small minority of the woke on Twitter and making decisions, reactive decisions, and they've kind of lost sight of their customer, and they've lost sight of where the country is. At least 50% in many cases have a totally different worldview, and yet Twitter is driving reactions, and as such, the companies are kind of running off the road into the gutter. And I think what you've seen with Disney and to others is that there needs to be a reckoning that you need to listen to the entire country and to your company at scale and not just have 10 people in a boardroom who all see the world the same way and then are surprised when there's a massive pushback once it leaves that boardroom. And so our argument and our message to people is to be really thoughtful that there is a change coming and that you have to be realistic about it. I think most CEOs actually want change. I think they're surrounded by professional managerial class who just want things to be the current thing. And that's where the danger lies, because there's blind spots with CEOs all over the place.
Right. And this whole woke attitude of I don't have any choice, I have to react with my employees, would not be taking place if you have true diversity of thought in the boardroom. Do you think companies are beginning to do this?
I think they're going to start to. I mean, I think that has to be the next step, because if you don't, you're going to be in the ringer, and you just can't afford to be, because these companies – want to behave political, but on their terms. They want to get in the fight for a couple minutes and then tap out. And the reality is, once you're in, there is no getting out. And you can either have a slow, painful, gradual fight, kind of in the Gillette model of toxic masculinity, or you can have this Disney model where so much pressure comes that now you actually have a change at the CEO level, and there has to be a completely reimagining of the relationship because of the behavior that they had.
So you remember this whole controversy with Dave Chappelle and what he might have said or not said to insult transgenders and the special, and the Netflix employees went crazy. If Dave Chappelle's going to air, I'm going to quit or I'm going to hold my breath. Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, not only kept Dave Chappelle's special up, he wants another. Cut 33.
Dave Chappelle created some controversy, as you know, on your platform. And we've been talking also about platforming sometimes hate speech or anti-Semitic speech or other kinds of speech. How do you think about that today?
Our brand is trying to be the most exciting entertainment company in the world. And Chappelle is dead center for us. He is the best or one of the best. And that special was one of the most entertaining and watched specials we've ever had. We would do it again and again. So we clearly need to be more obvious and direct about that, which we've done since, you know, with employees and with people who care about Netflix, that we're about entertainment. And Chappelle is very entertaining and you know, provocative. And again, that's the core of what we're doing. Right.
So, Zach Moffitt, our guest CEO of Targeted Victory. Zach, does that give you hope that Netflix is standing up? I don't know where Reed Hastings stands, but he says, guy's funny, he's staying on.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, that his message should be a message that all CEOs should take in and say, this is how we're thinking about it, and we're not going to disconnect it from our customers and our employees because of 3% of people telling us what we should and shouldn't be doing. I mean, you see this time and time again. Look at the brands that are consistent to themselves, Chick-fil-A, Patagonia. People know where they are, but they're consistently there, and they're not moving back and forth to the latest current thing month over month. And I think that's exactly what Reed's laying out there. He's saying, here's our worldview, here's how we see it, and this is the path we're on. If this is not the right company for you, I totally understand. It's a free market. Feel free to move on.
And you should do that, too. You know, I see Tom Cotton made some news, and he's saying these world corporations that are forced to make some changes – don't look to me to save you, because I've been telling you this all along. Now you're in trouble because of it. And now the other thing to drill down on is this whole ESG thing, where they're discouraging investment firms and funds from investing anything in fossil fuels, even if it can be more profit for their consumers.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And it's crazy. I mean, it's this you know, kind of progressive elite mindset that we know what's best for you, and you know, for investing, it's not the best return on capital. It's the best return on capital with the way I see capital should be deployed. The fact that someone coming up now does not get the same opportunity that someone did previously to get the best return on their 401k, to ensure that they're actually a part of the system. And instead, they're being told, you can't invest here because it doesn't match my beliefs of how the world should be. I think that's a total travesty and hopefully something that, you know, is being corrected. I think it's starting to be corrected. The pushback is there. And I think that's the next reality. And I think Tom Cotton was exactly right when he said, look, what he's really saying is new alliances are being made all the time, and you cannot rely on the way the world was, because you've changed it, and you're disappointed now that the rules change as a result of your engagement.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens down the line, because you saw what happened with those companies and the Major League Baseball pulling out of Georgia because of what they perceived with the president illogically named Jim Crow 2.0 about election law changes. It turns out more people showed up, more organization. Everybody loved the election law with Georgia. There was no problem. Major League Baseball pulls the All-Star game out, puts it in Colorado, an all-right community, denying an urban environment a chance to make money out of that. That, to me, is another hallmark moment.
Exactly. It's just this gaslighting that they say something and say it must be true. I mean, we saw turnout up 200%, 100% improvement, right, from in Georgia. That's exactly right. But what they told you, it was the end of democracy. It was Jim Crow 2.0. I mean, it's disgusting the language that they use. And then they tell us not to believe our eyes. When it actually comes to pass that it's not true, they just move on as if there was nothing to be seen there. And I think that that's what people are seeing, is that they're looking around and saying, wait, I was told it would be X, and it's not. And I would be willing to bet almost every one of those CEOs couldn't tell you what was in HR1. They didn't know anything, right? Reading Twitter and reading one-line bio on something that was pushed by the White House is crazy to me, that you would change an entire company's philosophy based upon something as flat and simple as that.
And you talk about, you can take a position as a company, just don't let it affect your decisions. Zach Moffitt, CEO of Targeted Victory, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. You're right. 1-866-408-7669. I'll come back and take your calls. We'll empty all the lines and find out if there's indeed more to know. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you are here.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Ad paid for by Openshaw Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately, because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
Cartoon Network wants you to start your day off right
by speaking up
against bullying.
People can be bullied for all kinds of things:
who they are, where they're from, what they look like, or what they believe.
That's called identity-based bullying. If you see a student being bullied, be supportive. Ask if they're okay and invite them to join you. You can be an ally
and make a friend.
Friendship.
Visit StopBullyingSpeakUp.com
and redraw your world without bullying.
Weekly RX with Dr. Nicole Sapphire.
As the cold weather comes, so do the pesky respiratory viruses, especially in children. Doctors are reporting cyclical rises in RSV, flu, and COVID, as we have come accustomed to. As infections are increasing, parents and doctors are becoming aware that a commonly used antibiotic is experiencing a shortage. Amoxicillin is very commonly used to treat bacterial infection. As with other antibiotics, Amoxicillin is not meant to treat viral illnesses like the common cold, flu, RSV, and COVID-19, but can be used to treat secondary bacterial infections that occasionally arise. Unfortunately, antibiotics are also commonly overprescribed for respiratory viruses and has begun to lead to antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The amoxicillin shortage may feel worrisome for parents, but for most respiratory illnesses, they won't be necessary. For those that do require antibiotics, there is usually another treatment option that the doctor or pharmacist can help determine. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Fox News.
This is Health Call for Health. Being a morning person could be good for your brain. New studies suggest people who get up earlier have superior verbal skills. Researchers at the University of Ottawa say early birds had more robust scores on verbal intelligence, in contrast to previous studies claiming night owls were smarter. The hosts of Fox and Friends taking a few minutes Tuesday morning to ponder that study.
Well, the only thing is that I actually kind of I wake up in the middle of the night, so maybe this is not good for me.
You know what? You probably peaked an hour ago then.
It's all downhill from here, guys. I'm so sorry.
Study authors focusing on whether participants had more evening or morning tendencies by monitoring their biological rhythms. Researchers also say younger people are more likely to prefer evenings, but mornings tend to be a significant time period for them as they may still be going to school. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, the truth is, if you back out by his standards to achieve what he wants to achieve, Joe Biden has been pretty darn effective. And he had just had one of the best off-year elections in American history. If it wasn't for Kevin McCarthy's leadership on the House side, the Republicans would have had a bad, bad night. And so I would say to you, we have to start by being honest and respectful of our opponent. And our opponent in this case turned out to be a heck of a lot more successful than we thought he would be. Pelosi ran a dictatorship with great power in the House. You can despise it or dislike it, but it achieved what she wanted it to and what Biden wanted it to. So I think you've got to start with a reality. And that's, I have a new newsletter coming out about rethinking from the ground up. We need to understand the Republicans live in a fantasy land and do not confront the reality of what they're up against.
Well, it's true. He's on a roll, if you like the direction he's leading the country, whether your economy you think is going well, congratulations. Did we add this much to the debt? Fantastic. Do you think it was great the way he left Afghanistan? Then you're in heaven. What about what's going on at the border? Tell me that's good? None of it's good. But if you're Joe Biden, you are punching out your checklist. That's what they consider good. We wouldn't have the Ukraine war without it. Adam is in Nevada. Hey, Adam.
Hey. Hey, Brian. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was thinking yesterday about Herschel Walker and, you know, how he lost. And when I was watching, you know, Fox News Hammer talking about the counties and stuff, just like in Vegas, when Adam Laxalt lost, he didn't even campaign in Las Vegas, and he got demolished in there. Every Republican always goes to the safe areas because that's where the people are. But they need to talk to people that are in the heavily Democratic and explain stuff, you know, take statistics and stuff, because they don't They don't campaign. Like, what was the most important thing when they interviewed the people in Las Vegas? LGBT and equality rights. While everyone's suffering with, you know, the economy, and when what's his name closed down the whole government, the whole state, Sisolak, and the unemployment insurance, it took like 3 months, 4 months. He should have kept talking about that, reminding people how bad it was. And, you know, if there were Republicans in there, it would have never have happened. But he didn't even talk about that. Laxalt just kept sending stuff about guns. You know, if I'm not in there, you know, the guns, they're going to take away. Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there every day. I thought he was talking about more than guns. But I was shocked. He wasn't trailing in any poll. And the governor's house did flip. So there was some progress made there. There's some vulnerability. I haven't seen anyone criticize Adam Laxalt as a pick, especially with his family and the legacy and the success they had in Nevada. Appreciate your point, though. Chris, WABC in Catskills, New York. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm a Democrat. I'm a policy wonk, fiscal conservative Democrat. If I was a resident of the state of Georgia in the general election, I would have voted for the Libertarian candidate because I don't think both of those men are good candidates, and I don't think they're particularly the types of people I would want having elected office, okay? And there was Steve Kornacki brought up a point last night of a particular county where the Libertarian candidate got 3.2% of the vote as opposed to 2.1% of the vote in the general election. And he said that county had a high, very high concentration of highly educated Republican voters that he theorized had voted for the Libertarian candidate. My hypothesis would be a lot of those candidates stayed home last night, and maybe some of them even voted for Warnock. I don't know. Maybe that's a stretch. So that, I think, can account for some of the election results of what the end result was last night. And then I had a critique for something you just said. I don't agree with paid neighbor-to-neighbor programs like what you described. Well, you know, so let's get that up front. But you used the word low-propensity voters. So that would be an inclination or natural tendency to behave in a particular way. So in the beginning, you're saying they're not likely to show up. And in the end, you're saying that they were converted, caused to change or form character or function. So basically, your premise by making that string of statements is that those voters in the beginning, they're not likely to show up to vote at all. And then by using the word convert, you're saying, well, they would have voted for the Republican candidate.
Yeah, it wasn't me. That was one way to get people out. You could do the door knocking, traditional way to go. There's also this called paid relationship organizing. So you pay people to create these relationships and almost an extended family. And then you go out there again and you try to follow up with them and you try to convince them of your way. But instead of doing one-on-one or hope an ad hits home or a town hall resonates, they have people who know the area do the work for you and you pay them. So it's just an area to get out the vote and convert the vote to somebody you want them to vote for. It's something a little bit different. You know, let's see if it's going to be effective. It works for the Democrats. Gerard, WSKY in beautiful Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Gerard.
Hey, good morning. I think with the Walt Disney issue is that companies have to use good business sense. Audiences don't want to be lectured to, and whether you are for gay rights or against gay rights, it's the medium in which you're lecturing to them. People don't want to see same-sex cartoon characters and be preached to. So what happens is people vote with their pocketbooks, and that's the reason why the chairman was fired. And again, they just have to have good business sense and make a product that their audience wants to have, and you know, stop with the politics. I think that's why they're in trouble, and why Hollywood in general is in trouble, because audiences don't like to be lectured to.
They don't like to be lectured to, especially by people who have perceived themselves above you. And let's be honest. I mean, how many people you know are going to the movies at the same rate they were? How many people are reevaluating all the subscriptions they are? And now all of a sudden people are looking at trying to staff the Hollywood cast. Let's say, you know, it's hard enough to get actors. But now you got to get a diverse group of cameramen and women, of key grips, of lighting people. Instead of going with the people you like and have worked with in the past that are producing the clutch, regardless of their skin color or gender or sexual preferences, now you have to sit there and balance out your if you want financing or if you want to be eligible for an award. So the political correctness is infecting Hollywood at every level. People going to the movies, people doing the movies, people working on the movies, and people financing the movies. And they started it. I believe they started this culture war, so they deserve to suffer in it. Francis, who's listening in Auburn, Alabama. Hey, Francis.
Hey, I just am so frustrated with this election in Georgia. I mean, I've had to look at these advertisements in Georgia forever. Can we please put a nail in Trump's coffin? I mean, let's be done with him. I am so tired of this. I voted for him twice. I understand it, but it's we're never going to get anywhere if we stay on the Trump train.
Well, I mean, would you believe he's at fault because he picked Walker? I mean, the people at Georgia picked Walker. Now, he was his pick, but, I mean, he won the primary.
Yeah, I know. I know. I get it. But he was a terrible candidate, and everybody knew it. And I'm just so frustrated by it. I mean, he couldn't.
I will say this. I feel your frustration, Francis. But you have to realize, too, 88% of his coverage about him, of a guy that's a Heisman Trophy winner and a legend in Georgia, was negative. So even if he was the perfect candidate without any problems in his background, one marriage, two kids, all loving him, they were going to find a way to pull him back. Should he have won anyway? Yeah, perhaps. I think Raphael Warnock's got some huge problems. No one ever reported it. Just like no one's reporting this Twitter story. When we come back, well, keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show. BrianKilmeade.com. Find out where I'll be in the President Freedom Fighter Tour. Got to stop in beautiful St. Louis, then McAllen, Texas, before that Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour. Townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostro. A winter storm packing high winds and potentially several feet of snow blew into the Sierra Nevada Saturday, triggering thousands of power outages in California, closing a mountain highway at Lake Tahoe and prompting an avalanche warning. This says the storm is expected to bring about 4 feet of snow to the upper elevations around Tahoe by Monday morning. But there is some good news for some. Mammoth Mountain Communications Director Lauren Burke says this storm, coupled with earlier snowfalls this year, means the ski season is off to a strong start.
We've had about 10 inches of snow at our base lodge, which is main lodge, at just about 9,000 feet. And then at our summit, which is 11,053 feet, we've had probably 15-plus feet of snow, and we are expecting another 3 to 4 feet from
National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning until at least Sunday for a 250-mile stretch of the Sierra from north of Reno to south of the Yosemite National Park. Russia makes its first comments on the recent prisoner swap with the U.S.
Russia says, don't make the mistake of thinking the prisoner exchange involving Brittany Griner is a sign of improving relations with the U.S. Speaking to a Russian newspaper, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said relations between the U.S. and Russia are still, quote, in a sorry state, end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Twitter once again attempting to launch its premium service about a month after the previous attempt failed. The social media company said it would let users buy subscriptions to Twitter Blue to get a blue check mark and access special features beginning on Monday. The relaunched service will cost $8 a month for web users, $11 a month for iPhone users. Twitter says subscribers will see fewer ads, be able to post longer videos, and have their tweets featured more prominently. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Polish President Andrzej Duda and the country's defense minister have taken delivery of a first shipment of tanks and howitzers from South Korea.
It's the follow-up to a deal signed in the summer in the face of the war in neighboring Ukraine. The artillery includes 10 Black Panther K2 tanks, along with 24 Thunder K9 howitzers from a $5.8 billion deal with Seoul. Polish officials stressed that South Korea responded quickly to the need by Poland, a European Union nation, to urgently increase its deterrence and defense as Russia is fighting a war in Ukraine just across Poland's eastern border.
Jeremy House reports Poland also buying Korean F-A-50 fighter jets for some $3 billion. UN humanitarian chief in Haiti says close to 60% of the capital now dominated by gangs whose violence and sexual attacks have forced thousands to flee their homes. More at townhall.com. An oil spill in a creek in northeastern Kansas has shut down a major pipeline.
The pipeline ran from Canada through the plains into the Texas Gulf Coast. The spill briefly caused oil prices to rise Thursday. Canadian-based TC Energy says it shut down its Keystone system Wednesday night following a drop in pipeline pressure. It said oil spilled into a creek in Washington County, Kansas. The spill estimated at about 14,000 barrels. No reason was given for the spill. The EPA says no wells providing drinking water were affected, and the oil didn't move into larger waterways. John Scott reports.
A five-member board has decided a man convicted in the shotgun slaying of an elderly couple in eastern Oklahoma and sentenced to die should not be spared from the death sentence. The Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 to reject clemency for the 61-year-old, scheduled to receive a lethal injection on January the 12th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Five. Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
I've always been impressed with you, Brian. You've become one of the most knowledgeable people around.
I have so much respect for your work ethic. I say it to everybody. So Brian's a machine.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
You have the best laugh of anyone that I know on this planet.
Are you worried about your self-confidence? Because you start off the program with all those people saying really nice things about you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. As we get through on this latest edition, make our way closer and closer to Christmas, and it must feel like Christmas because the prisoner exchange has been executed. Brittany Griner is now home. I'll talk about that with Kellyanne Conway in a matter of moments. And Senator Bill Hagerty at the bottom of the hour, Foreign Relations Committee, Appropriations Rules Committee. He thought he'd be in the majority. He wasn't. I'll talk about the direction of the party and more, as well as are they going to do a continuing resolution or a big omnibus bill to fund government. Let's get started with the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. The RNC builds the road, and the cars drive on it. That's the candidates. We don't pick the cars. The voters do.
So you need
both to get to your destination. You need a really strong campaign and strong consultants.
And there's Ronald McDaniel on America Reports with John Roberts yesterday. She heads up the RNC. Republican reboot. After Herschel's runoff loss and not grabbing the Senate control with the GOP, is now looking to fix some things and find out what's broke, perhaps with their leadership. Should they? And why in the hell are they still blocking Kevin McCarthy's ascension to Speaker?
Number two.
He goes to Twitter, and he's the guy who helps suppress the Hunter Biden story and says, oh, it's reasonable to assume the Hunter Biden laptop was a hack and leak operation when everyone knew that it wasn't.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Here we go. Twitter files loom large and intrigue builds as questions emerge on how much of Twitter's past has been removed or deleted without anybody previously knowing, including the former CEO and founder, Elon Musk. Must move quickly.
Number one.
Moments ago, standing together with her, wife Sherelle, in the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittany Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances.
Breaking. WNBA superstar Brittany Griner was freed from a Russian penal colony in a prisoner exchange for a convicted arms dealer, the worst in the world, Victor Boot, who was known as the Merchant of Death for a good reason. What he sold killed people. But what about Paul Whelan, the Marine? Why did the Biden administration leave him behind in Russia? They said they had no choice. Kellyanne Conway, former senior counsel to President Trump, author of Here's the Deal, joins us now. Kellyanne, we're all glad Brittany Griner's home, but at what cost?
Well, there's no question. I mean, this was Russia unduly detaining her, punishing her to a penal colony, and who knows what else for decades. So I'm very pleased she'll be home with her family for Christmas. There's no question. But it's not within Joe Biden's, I think, his wheelhouse, his ken, honestly, even his thought process to go and negotiate for Whelan as well. It's always going to be a lopsided deal because we're dealing with Russia. And they're going to have lopsided punishments for Americans. Look, Zelensky is Time's Person of the Year. Finally, they got it right. And there's a reason for that. Here's a guy almost single-handedly taking on Vladimir Putin and prevailing. So I think Putin is weakened. He saw an opportunity to use Joe Biden's weakness here. But I'm going to focus on the American who's freed and coming home to her family.
True. A couple of things. Here's Andrea Mitchell. She's behind the scenes with the Whelan family. Cut five.
Dealing with Paul Whelan's family, his sister, his brother, his parents, as you know, over Thanksgiving were very concerned because he had gotten out of touch. And then I learned last Sunday, and David Whelan confirmed this with us on Monday, that he was actually taken from the prison to the prison hospital, even though he wasn't sick, with no explanation, on Thanksgiving Day, so that he could not call home. And, of course, the parents were terribly worried. And then taken the next day back to the prison. And according to David Whelan, and according to what Paul later told the embassy in Moscow, he was taken because the notorious mercenaries, the Wagner Group, were in that prison community trying to recruit inmates to go to Ukraine. And they did not want the American hostage to see this going on because they know he's communicating back with Washington. I mean, it is all so cruel, so bizarre.
So she has insight there. They know how bad he is. So the exchange took place. You just wonder if Victor Boot and all those agents that brought him to justice and put their lives on the line to do it, how they feel today. I just can imagine if Donald Trump did this.
Well, sure, but let's review what President Trump and Vice President Pence and Mike Pompeo and the administration did, Robert O'Brien. In that administration, Brian, an almost record number for the first term, for a one-term president, detainees and hostages were brought home. We highlighted it at the Republican National Convention. It was an event that I was in charge with. Kash Patel helped me put it together to just showcase the number of Americans. When you have true leadership in the Oval, and you have a commander-in-chief who's respected around the world and feared, you're able to do this and make these deals. And people didn't even know these detainees and hostages were coming home until the press was assembled, until we announced it sort of in the dead of night. Remember the North Koreans at Andrews Air Force Base, I believe it was. Remember a longtime hostage or detainee who I think she was obviously in the Middle East. So the list goes on and on. Joe Biden is not known for this. It's been as much a little priority for the Biden-Harris or she administration as has been visiting the border. Here's a guy who's been to Delaware 174 days of his presidency, Brian, and he's been to the border 0 days of his presidency. So it's just not a big priority for them. I think the cruelty, Andrea Mitchell's word is exactly right. You're exactly right. The cruelty and the indignity, the inhumanity that they're treating Paul Whelan and his family. It's truly unconscionable. I hope the Biden-Harris administration keeps at it and brings him home.
Right. So let's talk about the RNC. What is your takeaway as Herschel Walker goes down by 2 points in the runoff election? So 51-49, you lose ground in the Senate, you gain back the House, you still have to deal with President Biden, who now is going to run for reelection, it looks like, over the next 2 years. So if you are on the right, what do you learn from this last midterm cycle?
Well, you learn a few things, most of which should be sussed out and hashed out behind the scenes in the family, not laid bare publicly. I see a lot of people looking for attention, looking for contracts at the RNC and also with the convention. Don't forget, people make boatloads of money off these political conventions, and there will be one in about a year and a half time, about 20 months' time, Brian, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I know people are frustrated, but let's talk about what went right. I think the message for the Republicans was much better than the Democratic message. They had Barack Obama running around the country, pointing his finger, scolding, scaring, and shaming America to vote. He didn't talk about inflation and crime and the border and Putin and Iran and Israel. He didn't do any such thing, the unaffordability and insecurity of everyday life. Their message was to scare people and gin up their base, and it worked. Our message was to respond in kind to what Americans said for a year and a half, Brian, in everybody's polling, is vexing and perplexing and keeping up at night. Messenger. Our candidates are our primary messengers. Some were great, some were not so great. But that's who the voters chose. And once the primary happens, I think Republicans, with very few exceptions, Brian, ought to come together, unify, and help that person win. Brian, where were the other 49 Republican senators who will be sworn in a month? Where were they to help Herschel Walker? You saw the same group of five or six max down there trying to help him. Where were the female senators trying to help him? Why didn't they go to Georgia, Brian Kilmeade, and say, hey, I serve with Raphael Warnock. He's a disaster. He has made life less secure, more unaffordable. He's not there for Georgia. He put his lot in with Joe Biden on Afghanistan, on the Inflation Reduction Act, which doesn't reduce inflation. Oh, and when Joe Biden came to your state, Georgia, and insulted you as a bunch of racists and xenophobes with your new voting law, which, Brian, led to record turnout in both the general election this year and the runoff election. Next thing, this has to be more about process. I know donors want to see their money go to the fancy ads on network TV, and they want to go to the, and people want to go to the rallies and meet the candidates. And guess what? You have to invest in what I call the non-sexy parts of politics, the ballot access, becoming a resource to people so they know who can vote over what period of time and through what methods. I don't like this new normal, Brian, of voting in drop boxes or mail-in ballots or being able to vote 2 months before Election Day and counting them 3 weeks after Election Day. But if this is the rule in your state, like a place like Arizona, you've got to play within the rules. We have to outsmart and outfox them. And the Democrats, I think, did a much better job in some of those states, than we did as Republicans in making sure that we bank those ballots early. There's also a lot of confusion created in 2020 as to whether people should vote early, late, show up on Election Day. Let me just say unequivocally, as I've said before many times, let's bank the votes when we can. stop taking a chance that everybody can get out of the house, not called away on business, not sick, stuck in traffic, not busy, not forgetful that day. Bank those darn votes early. And also, guess what? 2024, sure, there's a presidential race that's very important, but it's a very tough year for Democrats in the United States Senate. They've got to defend seats, Brian, in Montana, West Virginia, another one in Nevada. So it could be as good a year for Republicans, mm-hmm. I think a better year for Republicans as this was for Democrats. But let's hash this out behind the scenes and not on Twitter and not necessarily on TV all day long. If people have great ideas, you know what I've always said? Because I call the Republican consultancy a walking RICO violation. It's always been, I call it staff infection. The consultants always win. The candidates often lose. Oz's consultants alone, they were on the super PAC side and the campaign side, some of them. They're going to have as many houses as Mehmet and Lisa Oz now. And he didn't make it to the Senate. In fact, it wasn't a squeaker, folks. He lost by only 5 points. But Fetterman banked those votes early. By the time Fetterman and Oz debated, 625,000 early votes had been cast, and most of them were for Fetterman. Folks, we need to just adapt or die. You need to adapt to the new normal. These are the new rules. Brian, last point on this. Candidate recruitment is important. For the second election in a row, particularly at the House level, Republicans recruited more women, more veterans, more candidates of color, and combinations thereof than ever before. Two consecutive cycles. And we won the House. Many of those first-time candidates lost. Yeah. I encourage them to run again.
Here's what Ari Fleischer said about the constituents and the voters as he sees it now in America. Cut 19.
America right now is yelling at the politicians and yelling at Washington to be moderate and centrist. This is why everything is 50-50. If both polls and both parties demand to have everything their way and their way only, they're out of place with where America is right now. There's a reason that things are so close down the middle.
Do you think America moved?
No, I don't. I don't. And I love Ari, and I was on the show with him last night when he said that. In fact, a lot of the independents didn't show up, and those who did favored Democrats 49-47. It's the first time that, and to his point, though, it's the first time in a midterm election in decades that the party out of power, in this case the Republicans, did not carry independents by double digits and over a majority. But I went and looked at who the independents are. Some of them, Brian, are people who not long ago were voting Democrat. So they're starting to edge their way over. Sure, if that's who are we talking about, centrist and moderate, sure. But they're ex-Democrats. It's going to take them a little while. I think the Dobbs decision had an impact. And the other impact is the money. Herschel was outspent 3-1. How in the world did he only lose by a couple of points? I think that's a big lesson as well. The left is just much more disciplined. They're unified on two things. They're unified on staying together, on making sure their folks get elected by hook or by crook, and they're unified on dividing this country. So no, I don't. I actually think the country is much more the country is much more center right than we've seen in a while. If that weren't true, then they would have had Biden and Harris out there beating the drums and bragging about the trillions of dollars of money they've spent. Mm-hmm. They would have had them out there talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. Do you know every single Democratic senator voted for the Inflation Reduction Act? How many of them went out there and in swing states, Brian, and actually were bragging about it?
Zero.
Their ads were about abortion and January 6th and Trump. They weren't even bragging about something they passed 2 months earlier.
Yeah, so real quick, Kellyanne, have you talked to the former president and what's his mindset after all these indictments flying around in New York and threatening of other lawsuits and prosecution? How's his mindset?
I have talked to him. And, look, this is a guy who said he's running for president again. He wants to right the wrongs. He's like the rest of the country, most of the country, that sees the disaster that the Biden-Harris administration have been. And he's Donald Trump. He's been under siege for a long time. And you know, it's also – this is – again, this is not going to take place on Twitter or on social media where people are always promising today's the day, this is the day, look out, everybody, this is the one. But, you know, there are many active investigations, many lawyers being paid. But at the same time, he seems to be very focused on winning the White House. He seems to be very focused on making sure that Joe Biden doesn't have a second term. And I think if Donald Trump – and if he's not the Republican, whoever the Republican nominee is, and he's a prohibitive favorite right now, he has to talk about the future, not the past. If he wants to talk about the past, he can talk about all his great accomplishments in the 4 years in office. He needs to channel the 2016 swagger and hunger and happy warrior talk about the people's grievances, not his own. He knows how to win. The last time I was on his political team was 2016, but I've been a policy advisor and a communications advisor for many years since, especially in the White House. But Brian, you know, look, I don't think the average person that I think the above average person would not be able to withstand the kind of scrutiny and constant attacks that he has. But we saw that when he was in the White House, people were getting in the way of an agenda, and he accomplished all those things anyway. So let's let the voters decide who our nominees are. That's the other thing. I hate the word electability, and I keep hearing it again and again. Who's electable? Who can win? On presidency, I can't tell. Electability is a fiction. It pretends I know if you will or won't win 2 years before votes are cast. Electoral college is how you do or don't win. Let's start focusing on that blue wall on the upper Midwest. Gotcha. The Rocky Mountain states, the Rust Belt states again, and win.
All right, Kellyanne Conway, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much, Kellyanne.
Take care, Ryan.
All right, when we come back, we open up the phones, 1-866-408-7669. Bottom of the hour, Senator Bill Hagerty. We'll talk about the prison release. We'll talk about the prison swap. We're also going to talk about what's happening overseas as Ukraine is making gains. But is it enough? Don't move.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A mother and daughter duo from England who love making people happy makes today's Dean's List. Every week, Sophie Louise Corrigan lets her 5-year-old daughter, Amina, pick a stranger to do something kind for them. It's a tradition that started with Sophie's own mom. They would deduct money from a weekly grocery shop and do something kind for someone else. Random acts of kindness include buying flowers or chocolates for strangers. She says the reaction is always wonderful. Many don't know what to say, but will give hugs to Amina afterward. Others have teared up and say Sophie and Amina made their day so much better. Sophie says her daughter knows the valuable lesson on how kindness works and how emotions sometimes come afterwards when something nice is done for someone else. Even on vacation, they continue their acts of kindness. Wherever they go, they will keep trying to spread sunshine. Sophie and Amina, you made our day so much brighter, and you also made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Dierks Bentley, who I caught up with at this year's CMA Awards. We spoke about all the collaborations of the night, as he's done many collaborations in his career. I asked what he takes from that as an artist, how he can be inspired and learn from other artists, both established and new.
The first thing I think about is just fans. Like, you're watching a show that you're never going to be able to see anywhere else. You know, you're not going to see me and John Party and Lainey Wilson singing a song together. You're not going to see Patti and Loveless and Chris Stapleton. So from a fan's perspective, you are seeing a once-in-a-lifetime type performance, whether it's on TV or in the house.
He told me about his new album on the way.
I got a record coming out in February. It's kind of a combination. My 10th album. It's a combination of all my sounds, I feel like. It has some bluegrass, has some traditional country, has some more modern stuff.
And with the holidays coming up, Bentley also shared his favorite tradition.
Thanksgiving, I'll be in Arizona eating Mexican food, and that's my Thanksgiving meal for sure. I'll be in Colorado maybe a little bit for Christmas, seeing some friends out there, and getting in the snow. But we're already playing Christmas music.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Did it through me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood, for so he can have the blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back. I just got a quick announcement. I'm going to come St. Louis Friday night. Everybody at KFTK has been kind enough to line up and buy tickets. I'll be signing the President of Freedom Fighters speaking first, Mark Reardon, and everybody. Mark Cox will be there. So we're sold out. We have an alternative plan. There's going to be an overflow. I'm going to sign everybody's book, get a chance to meet with you after. So if you can't get a ticket, there's an overflow opportunity. Just go to KFTK.com and find out more. And if you ever want just a signed book personalized for the holidays, any book, BrianKilmeade.com. Ryan, you're listening to the TuneIn app in West Virginia. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I'm just calling to speak to the Brittany Griner situation.
Yes.
I just think it's the latest instance that the Dems are showing their lack of priority for our law enforcement and our military. In New York City, they exempted pro athletes from a vaccine mandate, and yet still our military is under a similar vaccine mandate. And I think it's just reprehensible. It doesn't matter if you call the troops and you say greetings on Thanksgiving. If you don't step up and support them in situations like this and Paul Whelan, then truly where are your allegiances? That's just my thoughts.
I can't challenge you on anything. It all bothers me to the nth degree. The vaccine mandate, the fact the House is pushing it, trying to push back, and the fact that Admiral Kirby, the fact that the Pentagon and the president are pushing back to have a vax mandate for all the military, even though we're going to lose 11,000 members and have already asked 8,000 to hit the road, is sickening, especially with us recruiting so below our threshold and everywhere except the Marines. And the same thing with the prisoner swap. I know we got to get Brittany Griner out. I know it's going to be unequal. I didn't think Victor Boot would be Brittany Griner without Paul Whelan.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant
to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
We'll be right back.
you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We never forgot about Brittany. We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance early this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up.
Welcome back, everybody. That is the announcement that came at 8:30 Eastern this morning that Brittany Griner is now free, sent to the UAE. And it looks like Victor Boot, one of the most notorious arms dealers ever, who was in an unbelievable spine-tingling sting that they set up to get this notorious arms dealer into jail and sentenced to 25 years. Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor, editor-at-large for The Spectator World, host of the Ben Domenech podcast, joins us now. Ben, your reaction to the swap?
Well, first off, I think that we all can be glad that Brittany Griner is free. I mean, you know, certainly we do not want her to be such an example, a frankly embarrassing example of the Russian treatment of an American. Regardless of her political views or anything else, I think that it's shameful that this process played out the way that it did and that it took as long to extract her. However, I think that we also can say the fact that we've had to release as horrid an individual as this Russian arms dealer has been really an embarrassment for the Biden administration. It's the fact is that it should never have come to this. And I think that if you had a tougher posture from the beginning, that, you know, it would not have been necessary to engage in a prisoner swap of someone of such notoriety for villainy. And I think that one of the things that we can see, again, in this is that the Biden administration just does not play hardball with our adversaries. They do not establish a period of toughness in negotiation in any respect. Instead, what we see is that they kind of they telegraph weakness from the beginning, as opposed to telegraphing strength, or in the case of former President Trump, occasionally telegraphing potential chaos, which certainly achieved a lot of anger from the media in his time. But also, I actually think is one of the reasons that you had the level of success that he had within the world of foreign policy. And one of the things that we know from Joe Biden to this point is that in his record, when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to engagement both with our allies and our adversaries, he very consistently takes this tack that has more to do with, I think, his perspective as the former Senate Foreign Relations Chair than it does as a commander-in-chief trying to represent the strongest posture for America in the world. And to make clear that when you mess with any American, you're messing with the full power of the United States, our military, our flag, and everything that we stand for.
Yeah, so we'll move past that, and we'll see if we get Paul Whelan out of there, the Marine who deserves a better fate but must feel really hopeless today because we played our best card. We gave our ace to get a basketball player back. And by the way, this in the back of my mind, and I've said this before, I don't even know if it's hers. Who knows if she was set up or not in Russia? So I'm going to wait for her to come back and admit it, because you don't know. It doesn't really behoove you to say, I've been framed. That makes things worse, perhaps. So I'll leave that.
I'm very much in the same mindset as you. I want to hear her story when she comes back.
So, Ben, having said that, I just have a huge problem with getting Victor Boot out. If you want to go online and watch 60 Minutes, the feature that took this guy down, what we want to, how he was arming these drug cartels, how he was arming terrorist groups, how he was arming countries to fight each other instead of with knives but with guns. And the shoulder rocket fired missiles is unbelievable. But let's move on and talk about where the Republican Party goes from here. Hamie Dillon wants to run it. She thinks she should run the RNC. Listen to her pitch. Cut 23.
I can understand why Lee Zeldin feels that way. He probably ran into a brick wall of members who have been made a lot of promises by our current chair. And, you know, also members prefer another member to be the chair of the RNC. And so those two factors do make it daunting. And, you know, I'm making calls to members I'm hearing a lot of disgruntled members who really want to see change, but they're also afraid because there's been a culture at the RNC that if you don't play ball with the chair and the frankly corrupt consultant-driven machine inside the Beltway, you'll be punished. You may not get plum committee assignments. Your state may not get transfers to their building fund. You may not get help with your congressional races, and on and on and on. And, like, this, you know, culture of retribution and, you know, sort of transactional relationships is not what the RNC is supposed to be about.
So your reaction to, would Harmeet Dhillon be somebody to bring a fresh look? Do you think that Ronna McDaniel is not the problem, or leadership's fine? What do you think?
Well, I think there are a couple things going on here. First off, one of the difficulties here is that the blame for this election is not necessarily something that you can lay at the feet of any one faction or individual. There were failures, I think, in all cases. I mean, the way that you can kind of look just at the state of Georgia is to say that, you know, in the last election, you had, you know, Kelly Loeffler, someone who, you know, Mitch McConnell wanted to be in that role, running a campaign according mostly to what the McConnell team wanted her to do in terms of the runoff, and she failed. And then you have this time around Herschel Walker, you know, in the opposite position, being someone who the Trump team really wanted, Donald Trump himself really convinced to get in there and to run, and then ran it according to those principles, and that was also a failure. So it's not like you can just kind of point to one faction as the, as being, oh, this problem is all them. And I don't think that you can say that of McDaniel either. I don't think that, you know, you could say that's the reason that you don't have 10 more House seats or something like that. But she is one of the few people who you could potentially replace, and she has had a very lengthy tenure for an RNC chair without having the kind of smashing success that you would like to see. So I certainly think that Harmeet's critiques are something to value and consider. You're going to have, you know, a potential, I think, for these members to maybe be convinced by it. But this is also a situation where I think changing the role from McDaniel to somebody else is not going to change the fundamental problems that this party is facing overnight.
Which is?
And it's not like that's a quick fix. Well, I think that the biggest problem that they have, quite frankly, Brian, is that they failed with independents this time around. And I think that that really is an indictment of a failure to deliver on the possibility of all of the potential problems that America is currently facing with an agenda that people were convinced would match up with those problems. You know, you can point at something like inflation all day long. You can point at the economy. You can point at the way that crime and our border policies are damaging the country all day long. But if Americans aren't convinced that you have a clear plan in place that you will start putting into action when you take over that will solve all of these problems, then they're going to be more willing, I think, to listen to the exhortation from the Democrats, as baseless as I believe it is, that Republicans represent some kind of threat to democracy, that they are unwilling to accept the outcome of elections. By the way, you know, overwhelmingly, Republicans, you know, accepted the outcome of the elections this time around. You know, this is not something that I think is in any way a real representation of what was going on there. But I do think that what happened is that as Democrats were able to define Republicans according to their wishes, backed by the Democrat media complex, those independent voters were turned off to them, and they didn't get convinced that they would do enough different to actually change the direction of a country they believe is headed the wrong way. That's a more fundamental issue than you can get at just by changing who heads the RNC.
True. So let's talk about Twitter if we can. Now we know that Elon Musk ran into Jim Baker, the Mr. Everyman in terms of corruption, from the FBI to the Durham report to what's going on with what went on with the Russia investigation, even back to Hillary Clinton's emails. Then he goes to Twitter. I wonder what he was up to covering his tracks when it became clear that Elon Musk was going to buy it and expose this place. And it's just, you just wonder what he's capable of, you know, things you do physically and with the cyber world. But listen to what Byron York said about this and where this investigation is heading. See if Ben Domenech thinks it's going the same place. Cut 12.
What's amazing about this is the quickness with which this Hunter Biden story, the Hunter Biden Twitter story, is becoming an FBI story. And it's not just in the disclosures that are coming from Elon Musk. In a completely separate case, a man named Yoel Roth, who was Twitter's chief censor, actually made a legal declaration saying that he had met with FBI officials and other national security officials weekly in the run-up to the 2020 election, and that they warned him about the possible dump of foreign disinformation that might target Hunter Biden. So, New York Post publishes entirely legitimate story about Hunter Biden, and Twitter goes, wow, that must be what they talked about, and censors the story.
And they got even names. They got Tim Tebow, this guy, this Elvis Chan, to look at. And so what changes here? Because CNN, I don't have to tell you, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, no one's running this story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, this is only the most important story involving the collusion of potentially, a Democratic campaign, by a former vice president and now the president, a group of individuals from the FBI and law enforcement, and the most powerful people within Silicon Valley. So why would you want to report about that, Ryan? I mean, that doesn't seem all that important. Of course it's huge. This is crazy because so much of it is things that we had suspected but didn't know for sure that we now, thanks to Elon Musk's purchase and to the fact that he, wants transparency about this, that we are now learning. And I think that we're going to continue to learn more about this. And the real question from my perspective is, what do we do about this thing that happened? But also, how do we prevent this from playing out again in any way, shape, or form?
On the other media, you just know that they didn't write the book on corruption. You know that Facebook, and about the Zuckerbucks. If Zucker's going to put his money the way he did in that last election, what was Facebook doing?
Well, we have to think about this in terms of these people, not just as leading companies, but as political actors. They are serving a political interest here, not the interest of even their company or the interest of certainly their customers or the people who are on their platforms. They have a different priority system. And I think that one of the things that, Americans now are, I think, gradually, slowly but surely learning this about these tech overlords, learning that they actually are not operating from a profit motive standpoint anymore, in so many different respects, but actually from a partisan motivation. And that's something that is a deep concern, and you're not going to get at it, I think, just by, having more transparency. I think that you need to have an additional look at the kind of roles that these entities are playing and what can be done to prevent them from essentially playing hide the football, again. And I want you to understand, too, this is going to happen again. It's going to happen next cycle. Somehow this is going to end up coming back to bite us all over again, because that's the way these things work. It's not going to just go away. And until that problem gets cracked open, and my hope is that at least with a Republican majority in the House, there'll be opportunities to crack it open. But, frankly, we wouldn't know this for sure, except for the fact that we have a billionaire in Elon Musk who thinks the way that he thinks in ways that sort of defy conventional wisdom. We would not have this kind of proof already. And even the little bit that we know thus far is of deeply concerning nature.
Right. He's also trying to land on the moon, Mars, and put a chip in our brain. That's it.
That's it.
Right, he's got a big things to do list. Hey, Ben, thanks so much. He's editor at large for the Spectator World, and he's also a Fox News contributor. Ben, go check out his podcast too, the Ben Domenech podcast. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks so much, Brian.
All right, when we come back, your calls. So you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We
tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of the 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I don't like vegans very much. I don't think any of you are very healthy.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, I think you all look pretty pasty-faced and unhealthy to me. But that's your choice. What I don't do is I don't go running into vegan restaurants and start screaming abuse at you all and have to be pulled out by people because you're ruining everyone's fun. I love eating steak. I'm not going to stop eating steak.
Yeah.
And the very last thing on earth that will stop me eating steak... it's people like you with your pasty faces running into our restaurants telling us to stop eating steak.
That's
the very last thing
you're
going to do.
Absolutely.
Because you don't represent to me vitality or good health. You just all look like you want a good bit of steak.
So, what's with the pasty faces? I don't get that.
I think he's just trying to rib him a little bit.
But, I mean, does he feel as though people who don't eat meat have pasty faces? Plus, isn't Pierce Morgan from a country known for pasty faces? That was Pierce Morgan on Uncensored. We know this. Uncensored's been very popular of late. I know that he had Cristiano Ronaldo on it, being international news. Who was he talking to? Do we even know?
He's talking to one of those vegan protesters that have been protesting like different art houses and stuff over meat.
Oh, I understand he showed up eating meat at a vegan protest.
Well, this actually, he was eating the meat here. It was during the show. He had one of his staff deliver him a piece of medium rare steak, and he started eating it in front of his guest.
Wow. The other story that I want to go over is Jennifer Lawrence, who I think is a brilliant actor. I think she's a little caught up in herself, way to the left, and she gets triggered easily. But she says something that's just flat out untrue. Cut 44.
I remember when I was doing Hunger Games, nobody had ever put a woman in the lead of an action movie because it wouldn't work. We were told girls and boys can both identify with a male lead, but boys cannot identify with a female lead.
Oh, absolutely.
And it just makes me so happy every single time I see a movie come out that just blows through every single one of those beliefs and proves that it is just a lie to keep certain people out of the movies, to keep certain people in the same positions that they've always been in. And it's just amazing to watch it happen.
I don't think that's true. Is she the first ever woman lead of an action movie?
No.
Yeah. If you ignore everything that took place in the, you know, the 70s, women like Pam Grier, the 1980s, Sigourney Weaver, Linda Hamilton, you had Fonda, Peter Fonda's daughter. Jane Fonda herself, too. Yeah, Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda's niece, Bridget Fonda, starred in Point of No Return. There's so many movies and female action heroes that have been around for decades before she was ever thought of, but apparently they don't exist.
Right. She's saying that she's overstating her role as a pioneer.
Just a tad. I mean, come on. I was in grammar school. My dad took me and my cousin and I to see Aliens with Sigourney Weaver, who was kicking rear and the female lead in the movie.
I never thought twice about it.
Neither did I. It was a great action movie. I love the movie. I love Sigourney Weaver's character. I never thought, oh, she's a woman. Never dawned on me.
Right. I mean, listen, there was sexism in the world. It's called until 1919, you can't vote. I understand it. But please don't go search for it. And plus, Hollywood, the most woke place on earth. If you can't get the roles that you want, look at Hollywood, the people that give you zillions of dollars to act. And I still think she's probably known as probably the top five most bankable female stars right now.
She made $25 million. I forget the name of the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. She was upset because DiCaprio made a few million dollars more than she did.
But after taxes, she has to live on $17 million maybe?
Yeah, that's not.
Think about that, Pete. I mean, you don't have the money that Eric has. So you have to think like an everyman. Jennifer Lawrence, you're still welcome here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
And paid for by OpenJar Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.